Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Call FCC. Message from the FCC.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
On a wing and a prayer.
The left engine just blew. Fire, flames coming out of it.
President Bush says goodbye.
May God bless this house and our next president.
And more trouble in the financial industry.
The red ink gets deeper for two big banks.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. People are still shaking their heads over yesterday's miraculous Hudson River airliner landing in New York, the coolness of the captain and crew, the quick response of rescuers that left everyone alive. A team of federal and specialists is on the scene to begin their investigation of the accident. Bill Zuhosky was aboard U.S. Airways Flight 1549 that took off from LaGuardia Airport, had both engines knocked out, apparently after hitting a flock of birds, then ditched in the river on the west side of Manhattan.
The impact hitting the water was just the most tremendous impact you could imagine. And then the water came up immediately. I started to get close to my neck underwater, and I just thought I was going to drown right there.
But with the plane still afloat, Zuhosky and the rest of the passengers and crew got out and were rescued by emergency boats. This ferry captain sped to the scene.
They were cheering when we pulled up. There were a lot of scared people. A woman was clutching a child in a raft. They were on the raft, on the wing, and there were a few people in the water.
The man being hailed as a hero is veteran U.S. Airways pilot Chesley Sullenberger, who managed the very tricky water landing. This passenger found himself in a raft with Sullenberger.
He was amazingly calm, and I gave him a hug, and I said, "You're my hero."
And the plane is still in the water, and WCBS reporter Chris Raggi says a huge crane will be used to try to get it out.
What they're going to have to do is somehow lift this plane out of the water. Now, remind, we've got a full complement of fuel on board, and you're talking about an 81-ton aircraft already. So this is a huge endeavor, and the NTSB has to conduct a full-scale operation to figure out exactly what went wrong here.
Senior federal investigator Joe Sedor says his team will take nothing for granted.
We'll be looking into all aspects of the accident, including airplane structures, systems, power plants, flight crew operations, survival factors.
A farewell from the chief.
You may not agree with some of the tough decisions I have made, but I hope you can agree that I was willing to make the tough decisions.
With the curtain about to fall on his administration, President Bush addressed the nation a final time last night.
There have been good days and tough days, but every day I have been inspired by the greatness of our country.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. Early in his speech, Mr. Bush mentioned 9/11, saying most Americans returned to what their lives had been before, but he never did, saying he vowed to do everything in his power to keep America safe. Mr. Bush suggested because of his policies and the hard work of the military and security agencies, there hasn't been another 9/11.
Well, the Senate has cleared the way to free up the rest of the huge federal financial bailout. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has details.
Despite fury in Congress at how the first $350 billion in bailout funds were spent, mostly given to banks with no strings attached, they have now okayed the next $350 billion for the Obama administration to use. Because of the odd way the law was structured, both the House and Senate would have had to vote to block the money. So after the Senate cleared it last night, House action becomes moot.
I'm Peter King reporting live. Banks are drowning in red ink with huge fourth quarter losses just announced. $8.3 billion for Citigroup, which is splitting its business in two. $2.4 billion for Bank of America, which is also dividing its operations. Economist Erwin Kellner.
They're splitting into several businesses. They are spinning off their Smith Barney unit, and they're looking to sell other parts of the bank.
Bank of America will also get another $20 billion in bailout cash, partly because of a huge $15 billion loss at newly acquired Merrill Lynch. There is no let-up in Israel's offensive inside Gaza, even as diplomats step up efforts to arrange a truce.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Ashkelon near the Gaza border. Israel continued to fire artillery shells into Gaza this morning, but says its military offensive may now be entering its final act. It has sent diplomats to Egypt and Washington, and the government security cabinet is expected to meet within the coming days to consider ceasefire proposals. Israeli warplanes struck 40 targets overnight, including tunnels Israel says Hamas uses to smuggle weapons from Egypt.
While the envoys push for peace, the leader of Hamas says it will not accept Israel's conditions for a ceasefire and will keep up armed resistance until the offensive ends. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. Good news for a Colorado job market that could use some good news. Charles Schwab expanding its Colorado operations and will add 500 jobs with an average salary of $75,000.
These will be primarily technology sector jobs, and they will be operating out of a new facility in unincorporated Douglas County.
Governor Ritter announcing the news at the state capitol. Schwab's decision comes with an incentive. If the company creates and maintains those jobs, it could get a check for more than $1 million from the state's performance incentive fund. Adams County authorities are trying to determine what led to an apparent double murder. Sheriff's deputies were called to a home yesterday on East 144th Avenue. They found the bodies of a man and a woman inside. With Michael Bennett named Colorado's new U.S. Senator, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper stays in the city and county building, and the mayor says he's okay with that.
You know, I was deeply ambivalent over it. I thought, you know, an awful lot of people told me that they didn't think it was in any way likely that the governor would appoint me, so I didn't get my hopes up.
Hickenlooper says he never asked anyone to lobby for him, and he says Bennett is a man who will bring independence to the job. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Usually the Friday morning commute is a lot lighter than the rest of the week. Today's no different. No fog, no wrecks, no construction zones that are going to get in your way as things do get up and running. Speeds are going to be hitting the posted limits pretty much anywhere you're heading. If you're cruising up to the high country, I-70 is looking good as you're heading west into Summit County. Some slick spots over those higher mountain passes, but for the most part, a decent ride. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
In a world where people work too hard, one town took a stand and went to Las Vegas. America needs a break, and this small town is leading the charge. The town of Cranfield's Gap, Texas, is Las Vegas bound, but you can only hear their real-life stories online starting next Monday.
So, in other words, everybody in the country who does business with an undocumented worker, you believe, is one of the three stooges.
Actually, I would.
The Mario Solis Merritt Show.
So that would include you, sir, because if you've eaten lettuce, if you've had a grape this year, then, dude, you're one of the stooges.
Fight me!
Are you Mo? Are you Curly? Are you Chimp? Who
no,
are you?
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Mario Solis Merritt, afternoons at 4.
Which stooge are you?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What are the rules?
There's only one rule.
Are you ready?
There are.
No.
Oh. Go.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I just realized, as we unroll the tent for the last setup for Friday, end of the week, I threw the leather away. Doggone it. How's it? What was mean? That I threw the leather away? Turk, what's mean? Well, I mean, what you said in my ear, you can't... Oh, man, come on. Where's the weather?
You chucked it. I saw Dave come in and hand it to you. Like, I already got it. Chucked it.
I chucked it? This is how Bush is organizing his office before he leaves.
Jay, sunny and mild, high of 57.
Here it is. I found it. Okay, just like those missing subpoenas. Hey, did anybody see Bush talk last night? No, because he's irrelevant. It was pretty funny. Now, how can, and I hate to sound like, you know, I mean, I hate to sound bad. See, I always feel like I have to apologize. But the guy is once again in complete, well, no, okay, look, let me rephrase this. How do you stand up in front of the entire country and you lie? How does that work? Who's able to do that? Could you do it? I couldn't. We've all told little white lies before. We do it all the time. It's one of the things about kids. Their self-censor device is not activated when they're 3, 4, 5 years old. It's only when you become an adult, or actually a kid and a teenager and then an adult, that you learn to censor what you're going to say. So you don't totally and completely just blurt it out. This guy gets on television last night, and he's freaking lying. And he does it with a straight face. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it fits in with what I was talking about yesterday, that now they're going over and trying to pave over his rotten, stinking legacy. John, do we have any of those cuts? Okay. Check. And John and I were laughing at some of these. Check this out.
Afghanistan has gone from a nation where the Taliban harbored Al-Qaeda,
drugs,
and stoned women in the streets,
drugs,
to a young democracy that is fighting terror and encouraging
drugs,
girls to go to school. Iraq,
drugs,
has gone from a brutal dictatorship and a sworn enemy of America to an Arab democracy at the heart of the Middle East,
suicide bombers,
and a friend of the United States.
Suicide bombers.
There's legitimate debate about many of these decisions, but there can be little debate about the results. America has gone more than 7 years without another terrorist attack on our soil.
9/11. Can you believe that? Okay, first of all, Afghanistan. Let's look at this. The poppy output in Afghanistan is way, way up. Karzai only controls Kabul and not outside of Kabul. So when Bush says the nation, he's not telling the truth, and he knows damn well he's not telling the truth. I mean, if you were telling the truth, why would we be contemplating sending more troops to Afghanistan? Because we didn't finish the job there. Now, let's talk about Iraq. Iraq has a democracy? Really? That's why the Iraqi government is one of the most corrupt governments in the world. And on top of that, there's still violence going on there. We just don't read about it anymore because the economy sucks up most of the news cycle. And there's still Americans being killed over there. I mean, who's this guy fooling? Not us. He's standing up there bold-faced lying. And then he says, we haven't been attacked in 7 years. Excuse me? 9/11 happened on your watch. And there's plenty of proof to indicate that you disregarded it from your faux ranch in Texas, that you disregarded what the CIA was trying to tell you. So there's a whole crop of lies right there, all strung together. Now, how about some more lies? Crank up the lie machine, John.
Like all who have held this office before me, I have experienced setbacks. And there are things I would do differently if given the chance. Yet I've always acted with the best interests of our country in mind. I have followed my conscience and done what I thought was right. You may not agree with some of the tough decisions I have made, but I hope you can agree that I was willing to make the tough decisions.
No, what we're willing to agree on is you wouldn't listen to reality. And that when you did the best for the country, you did the best for your moneyed buddies. I mean, look at all. I mean, we had $145 billion that has disappeared in Iraq, and nobody knows where it is. Now, here's Bush on his accomplishments. Check this out.
For 8 years, we've also strived to expand opportunity and hope here at home. Across our country, students are rising to meet higher standards in public schools. A new Medicare prescription drug benefit is bringing peace of mind to seniors and the disabled. Every taxpayer pays lower income taxes. The addicted and suffering are finding new hope through faith-based programs. Vulnerable human life is better protected. Funding for our veterans has nearly doubled. America's air and water and lands are measurably cleaner. And the federal bench includes wise new members like Justice Sam Alito and Chief Justice John Roberts.
Where do you want to start to break all that down? I mean, where do you want to start to break all that down? That's an incredible pack of lies right there. David Kuo, who was involved, was head of the faith-based office at the White House, wrote a book that was critical of George W. Bush and said that Bush talked a good game, but he didn't put any money into any of those programs. And that's David Kuo, a Republican, a religious evangelical right-wing Republican who blows the whistle on the commander in chief right there. Our air and water is cleaner. Really? Give me some examples of how your administration, Mr. Bush, cleaned up the air and water around us. Schools? Are they doing any better because of No Child Left Behind? You didn't put significant money into that. That turned out to be a disaster. Well, have I gotten through everything there that the commander-in-chief has said? Or is there some other things left? Here's some more.
As we address these challenges and others we cannot foresee tonight, America must maintain our moral clarity. I've often spoken to you about good and evil, and this has made some uncomfortable. But good and evil are present in this world, and between the two, there can be no compromise. Murdering the innocent to advance an ideology is wrong every time, everywhere. Freeing people from oppression and despair is eternally right. This nation must continue to speak out for justice and truth. We must always be willing to act in their defense and to advance the cause of peace.
Yeah, never mind what they did, what Bush did at home. Water, you know, or did in our names. Waterboarding, wiretaps, the NSA. Never mind any of those things. And then the little lecture about good and evil and the harming of innocents. How many Iraqis have died since the war started? How many people in this country are worse off now than they were 8 years ago? All right, here's Bush about 9/11.
As the years passed, most Americans were able to return to life much as it had been before 9/11.
Shop.
But I never did.
Shop till you drop.
Every morning, I received a briefing on the threats to our nation. I vowed to do everything in my power to keep us safe.
Yeah, he did everything in his power, all right. Revoked right of habeas corpus. Jailed people without trial. Sounds more like Franco than the President of the United States. I don't even know how to ask for a phone call on this. Actually, it's open phone Friday, so you can call on anything you want to call about at 303-713-7600. I just marvel at the fact that a guy can stand up there and tell these lies, that the facts speak otherwise. You can disagree with me, and that's fine. But the solid facts speak otherwise on this guy. just unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy's like, we've had a president the last 8 years that's running around on LSD. I mean, I don't want to sound like Limbaugh. I don't want to sound like Sean Hannity. But, I mean, it's like, I mean, you know, how do you not say anything about this guy? 619, 19 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
We love Fridays here, Jay. Traffic's nice and light for you if you're heading out for your morning's commute. Just the normal traffic on southbound 25 in North Glen, again, as you approach downtown. Also seeing it build in Aurora on southbound 225 around Colfax. Still looking good after Parker Road as you're approaching the Tech Center. A little more traffic also in Calmer City, westbound 76 from 74th down to I-70. Your forecast, sunny, but maybe a bit...
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
At Sam's Club, we believe in stretching your dollar further. As a member, you can count on us to provide outstanding values on name brands like Bounty, Tide, and Crest. Last year, our members saved as much as 34% on select laundry, cleaning, and personal care items. Why not begin saving today? Join Sam's Club January 15th through 21st. New members receive a $25 gift card to get their shopping started. For details, visit samsclub.com/savings.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
1996, maybe? I just wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future, any future.
EcoCities, nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season offer tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Anger! He smiles, telling you.
Come on!
Telling purple armor. Queen jealousy in waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground.
Oh, I'm tempted to play this whole thing.
Do all the life-giving waters take for granted? They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready. But wonder why the fight is on. But they're
I mean, do you think George W. Bush could identify with this song? Do you think he listened to it when he was, like, say, 20? What's that song about?
My lid is so comfortable.
3, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Going to be a high today of around 56, somewhere like that. Sunny today, too. Isn't that a great song? My Yellow is just so mellow. Yeah, George, okay. The chimp's mellow is just so yellow. To a chimp like you. Am I carrying on too much like right-wing talk radio? Because I don't mean to. I don't mean to. All right, let's see if we can squeeze a couple of calls in here. 303-713-7600 at 624. I want to welcome our newest affiliate in Satellite Beach, Florida. Okay, let's go to Barry in Denver. Barry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hi.
I was just fascinated. I found this wonderful book. It's called The Definitive Book of Body Language by P's and P's. It's a couple. And it's just incredible on going through stuff. Let me read you a little bit out of the table of contents right here. Can you fake it? Intentional use of the palms to deceive. Let's see. Smiles and laughter are a way of bonding humor cells.
Okay, well, all right. So does Bush's, what you're saying here is his body language last night indicates what?
That he was lying. And it was like he was pursing his lips and looking off into space, and he's tilting his head over. I mean, this is an incredible book on just decoding human behavior, and I highly recommend it. The way he used his hands in Nepal, what got me most was he kept weaving left and right, left and real slow. He's sort of like wobbling. And of course, the cameraman was real good. They kept him centered, but if you looked at the background door that was in back, he kept shifting from side to side. He was on one side of the silhouette, and then he's on the other side, and he's back and forth.
I wonder how many people think he actually believed what he was saying. How many people out there actually think he believed what he was saying, or was he knowingly lying?
A lot of people have been raised, especially with mine and my father's generation. I'm a year older than you are, but we were raised to just totally believe in authority, you know, to take the president at his word, you know, and stuff like that. So they would tell themselves that he was telling the truth, even though, you know, so he may have been picking up on the subconscious clues that, you know, gives a little bit of dissonance to it. But, he's the president. He must really believe that. No, yeah, you know.
Well, I just wonder how many people out there actually buy the idea that he believes what he's saying. Barry, thank you. I appreciate the call, man.
I'll talk to you later, Jay. Good morning.
You got it. All right. We got State Representative Joe Rice coming up at 6:30 this morning about the whole $40, $41 vehicle tax to repair the roads. But we can get back. It's open phones. You can talk about whatever you want to at 303-713-7600. But does this guy actually believe what he's telling us? Does he actually believe this, or is he knowingly up there lying, or has he fooled himself into believing what he said? Which in essence would mean that he's an actor, that he's up there selling something. He's selling the suspension of disbelief. So that you say, oh, yeah, well, he's right. Sure. Uh-huh. When most of us know that's not true, but does he believe it? Here's Art in Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
All I can say about that farewell is, goodbye and good riddance, you know. But what I wanted to say about the tax was, here's my problem with taxes. Okay, they need, how much do they need? $600 million?
I can't remember what the figure is.
That's a shortfall. Well, here's the thing about taxes. Okay, I don't like it that it's open-ended. You know, they start the tax and then they don't cut it off. They keep the tax going to include how many number of years till they get that, and then when they get that $600 million, what do they do with the tax that they created by legislature? I mean,
well who's saying they're going to get any money? That's number one. And number two, in the situation we're in, we're going to have to figure out a way, not only now, but probably for the next couple of years, on how to pay for stuff. I mean, it's just not going to fall into our laps, and it's not going to fall out of the sky. And right now, the economy's in very, very tough shape, and the money's not there. And the fuel prices, the gas tax is going down because people are consuming less.
Okay, well, let's say, Jay, we need 2 years to get that $600 million, okay? All right, we need 2 years starting tomorrow, okay? And then 2 years later, we're done. So repeal the tax.
No, it'll take more than 2 years.
Well, I'm just using that as an example.
Okay, well, I don't think anybody has, and I'll ask State Representative Joe Rice about this. I don't think anybody has a problem with taking the taxes and sunsetting them. But the whole idea that we're going to get this fixed in 6 months or a year or whatever the case may be, we're going to have to come up with the money to maintain these roads. I mean, that's one of the problems we have now is they haven't been maintained. It's been it's been neglected for a long period of time. So it's going to take us a while. And what may end up happening is we may have to leave that tax permanently in order to take care of the roads, because gasoline tax, the revenues taken in from gasoline taxes are going to go down. They're going to keep going down as people start driving more fuel-efficient vehicles.
Yeah. Well, I'm worried about the bridges, too. I drive a fuel tanker for a living.
Well, then you ought to be worried, because you're going over 125 bridges that are not in good shape.
Well, believe me, that bridge on 76 going westbound, you know, I see them out there doing that bridge inspection every once in a while, and I wonder if that thing's going to cave in when I'm going across it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that would be like a tragedy if something happened to you and happened to other people because that bridge collapsed. I mean, that's why we got to get on this thing, and it affects people like you because it affects truck drivers. I mean, they're the people with the weight, and they're the people that are going to bear the burden, or what's going to end up happening is you're going to have to take another route.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Jay.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
All right. 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mr. Toik. Are you ready? Speaking of bridges and roads, are you ready with the traffic?
I sure am, Jay, and traffic is looking pretty good for you if you're heading out this morning. Things really starting to build on 225 heading southbound towards the tech center. First going to see it at Colfax again after Alameda. On 25, got the jam southbound 25 from 104th down to 84th, again after Park Avenue. Speed's still pretty decent there in the 40s and 50s. Do have one blip on the radar, a medical emergency. It's on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Evergreen Parkway. Your forecast, sunny and mild with a high of 57. Tomorrow the same with highs in the mid-50s, and on Sunday we could get up to 60 degrees. Your current downtown temperature, 36. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let K&H Home Solutions make your home comfy and your accountant happy. For a limited time, when you buy one window at K&H, you'll get...
Stop paying high heating bills for good and reduce your dependence on the grid. The new SolarMax heating panel is the affordable solar option to significantly lower your propane, natural gas, and electric heat bills. Install a SolarMax heater now, and you'll be amazed how low your heating bills will be throughout the winter. SolarMax runs on free energy from the sun, so all you pay for is the heating panel, which typically pays for itself within 3 to 6 years. The SolarMax is a complementary heating system that works with your existing system. When the sun is shining, the SolarMax takes over heating your home. And because Colorado sun shines an average of 300 days per year, you can heat your home for pennies a day almost every day. Plus, you can feel good about using green energy. Pay for it once. Save for the life of your home. Call 303-295-7652 or visit solargreen.us and schedule an install or free in-home consultation. That number again is 303-295-7652.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. 1-800-333-1001. Tell them John sent you.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years' experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to PearlHarborMemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
Stray Cats, the non-stereo.
No, it isn't. Who is this?
Oh, it's Queen. Boy, it sounds like the Stray Cats to me. 6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's going to be sunny today with a high of 56. All right, let's talk to State Representative Joe Rice, one of my favorite people, and we'll find out about the whole gas bridge road situation. And State Representative, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Boy, it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you. First time since the election.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations about being reelected.
Well, thank you. And certainly we have good news at a number of levels, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about this. The roads in this state and the bridges, the 125 of them, with one of them being questionable, really need work. And a lot of that is failure to maintain the infrastructure. So now we have to play catch up.
Right.
But you proposed what? To double the fee that all of us pay for what?
It's a vehicle registration fee. It would be a dedicated fee for bridges and a dedicated fee for roads to just help catch up on some of the maintenance. And actually, it wouldn't even catch us all the way up. What it really does is just address, frankly, the most critical safety need in those structurally deficient bridges, and does allow some other money to do some basic road maintenance, things like crack sealing a road, potholes, things so that it'll lengthen the life of the road as opposed to letting the cracks develop and then you have to replace the whole road. You know, your last caller had a good point and a valid question. I think taxpayers should say, you know, what's the deal? What are we paying and what are we getting? And number one, every penny that people pay in gas tax right now goes into roads and bridges. That's one of the first questions. People say, quit funding other things with the gas tax. And we don't. 100% goes into road and bridges. And you brought it up, that the gas tax is declining. It's actually in real dollars, it's a declining tax because it was set 17 years ago and it's not adjusted for inflation. It is one factor why it's lost its purchasing power. The other one is exactly what you said about cars are getting better gas mileage, which is exactly what we want. As a matter of fact, we want to get off fossil fuel as fast as possible. But we're still going to need roads and bridges for our electric cars and our, you know, cleaner burning or cleaner powered vehicles. So we kind of have to start that transition, and this is one way, one part of starting that transition so we can get off fossil fuels. And, I guess just the other big point I'd like to make is the cost of doing nothing to these roads and bridges. Obviously, I think most people get the safety issues. Your last caller, you know, certainly did. But there's also another impact, and we're going to lose 5,000 to 8,000 jobs in Colorado in the next 6 months. And all the various contractors can have. We had a committee hearing a couple weeks ago where they were showing their payrolls. Here's how many people I had, 6 months ago. Here's how many I have now. And with no contracts coming up, you can figure out how many I'm going to have 6 months from now. So the cost of doing nothing. We can either pay, these 5,000 or 8,000 people unemployment to do nothing, or we can pay them to do something that we as a society actually get something out of, and that's our infrastructure.
Plus, on top of that, if you're thinking about coming here with a business, one of the things you're going to look at
one of the things these large corporations are going to look at is your infrastructure.
That's right, and including, you know Vestas Wind Systems very well, right? You know, the wind turbine manufacturer that started and now expanding. Well, they've come here because, yeah, they have to ship these wind turbines all over the western United States. And, if they some of these bridges, it's kind of a dicey situation in some cases for them because, like you also mentioned with your last caller, if a bridge is load restricted because it can't take the weight, then you got to go around it. We have to wonder at what point do we start to affect companies like Vestas and others that we want here.
6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. One of my favorite people, State Representative Joe Rice. All right, Representative, does this tax have a sunset provision to it?
You know, this one doesn't, but actually we need to get rid of the gas tax completely. And that's one of the other things that's in the bill is starting to set the stage. But in order to get rid of the gas tax completely, we have to have another way to fund our roads and bridges. And so what one of the other things that's in the bill allows, and it's completely voluntary, so local communities or areas of the state or even some people within, you know, an area, we want to experiment with something called a vehicle miles traveled fee to replace the gas tax where you're charged not only based on how much you drive, which is one thing that's been out there, but also, you know, kind of when you drive. If you're, you know, we build roads generally to maximum capacity. So if you're driving, you know, I-25 from, you know, between at 7 in the morning and 5 at night, you know, that we're having to, as a society, having to build that road to you and all the other people that need to drive during that peak period. But if you drive it, you know, at 10 in the morning because that's your work schedule or that's how you, or you take transit or other things, then you should, you know, it should be kind of proportional on usage. Now, there will always have to be a base fee to help maintain the infrastructure so the road and bridges are there and safe whenever you need to use them, but we want to go to some part of charging based on usage. Now, the other part of that is as we make that transition, we do want to not provide, or we want to still make an incentive to go to a cleaner powered vehicle like hybrids and electric vehicles. So we do want to tax fossil fuels, but what I'm saying is we can't rely on fossil fuels, to maintain our transportation system if we truly want to get off of them.
Just out of curiosity, how would you track how far somebody drives?
You know that there's a Oregon did a pilot program where people could voluntarily basically put a sensor in your car, and there's a kind of a big brother concern that it keeps track of where you go. It keeps track of what kind of road you're on and what time you're on it. It doesn't keep track of where you are, and there's no central database. What happens is, is that when you pulled up to a gas station, if you had one of those sensors, it would download that data, calculate your fee, and if you didn't have a sensor, it would charge you the gas tax.
Okay. You know what? I got to admit to you, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, it does, and I think there's a very real, you know, privacy concerns and other things, and that's the kind of thing that we need to start looking in that direction or figuring out how it can be done. Somebody else was telling me there's a technology where you basically at certain intersections or bridges or whatever, there's kind of an electronic clicker of sorts, and that you could charge a fee based on that. So I think there's a lot of smart people out there, and people who have concerns like you could frankly be the ones, you know, sitting around the table going, how do we do this, or how do we do something else? Because I think most of us agree we do, in fact, want to get off fossil fuels. So we got to come up with something else, and completely open. The bill doesn't mandate what that something else is. It basically says what I just said. If people in a community want to come up with an area or have an idea, come up with a pilot program, let's let them implement it. Because right now they literally can't.
What about the Republicans? How have they taken this?
You know, there's a good cross spectrum there, but there are a lot of people who are very seriously interested in solving the road problem and not losing these 5,000 to 8,000 jobs. They understand, many of them understand that there really is a problem. They're on board with looking at what we can do. You know, nobody wants to come around to a fee, but, you know, ultimately we've been told you can get something for nothing for 17 years, you know, with the gas tax. And one of the Owens administration, their plan was T-Rex and trans bonds, which I think T-Rex was absolutely the right thing to do, and, you know, especially with the rail component and everything, it was what we needed to do. But the problem is we mortgage out our to 2017. We use all our federal transportation funds that we're getting between back when trans bond were passed in, what, 99, out to 2017 to pay for that. So, you know, there was a Republican plan this year to mortgage state buildings to fund transportation. Again, kind of a you can get something for nothing philosophy. And that's just not true. I mean, I don't think borrow and spend is fiscally responsible.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree on that. Well, now it's going to be interesting to see how the public reacts to this. And it's going to be interesting to see how people feel about this whole thing and about paying the money. Now, I personally would pay it to get the roads fixed. I personally would pay the money. I don't mind doing it because that's been one of my pet peeves forever and a day. So I don't mind doing it. But I think there's going to be people out there, Representative, who are not going to like it.
Yeah, and, you know, literally, I'm happy to talk to as many as I can. And so far, I've been able to talk to everybody about this. And if we have a number of people that I can't, you know, possibly turn that many phone calls, then, you know, either more forums like this or perhaps, you know, even public meetings. But I think most people get it, that there is a cost for doing nothing, both to the safety of our infrastructure as well as to the jobs that we would lose and you know, if we lose 5,000 jobs, how many of those people go on unemployment that we pay for? How many of those houses go into foreclosure that affect, you know, everybody who owns a house, you know, the value of everybody's house? And they understand also that, you know, the gas tax, after, you know, many people understand it. And if they look at it, I think almost all understand it, that it truly has been a declining tax. I mean, people are paying proportionally less this year than they paid the year before. And it's been that way for the last 17 years, and regardless of the fluctuation gas prices, which, you know, what the state gets is a flat 22 cents per gallon, no matter whether gas is a dollar or whether gas is $5. And so over 17 years, that is, we've lost off the inflation there. So there's a cost to doing nothing. And if there's a better way, you know, we certainly are open to that, but we have to, I think it's just been too easy to say we don't need to do anything or we can put it off or we can, you know, do these shell games that have been done over the past several years. And that's just, you know, I don't think it's being responsible to future generations or to even the people now. And that's why I'm saying we got to do something. Because believe me, it's not fun to tell people that, you know, you need to increase a fee. But I can do it in good conscience and I can explain it. And if there's a better way to do it, absolutely want to hear it. But I'm just not going to tell people that we can get something for nothing or tell people that there aren't hard choices out there because there are, and that's, I think, being responsible.
All right. State Representative Joe Rice, thank you for coming on this early in the morning. You got my support, and I hope the rest of the public wakes up and realizes that we have to do something. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, and Jay, please, you know, give out my number or website or whatever. If people do seriously have comments or questions about this, I'm absolutely happy to talk to them. I'm very serious about that.
All right. Go to joerice.com if you want to drop State Representative Joe Rice an email, or you want to get a phone number, go to joerice.com.
JoeRiceColorado.com.
Oh, JoeRiceColorado.com, excuse me.
Yeah, otherwise the guy in Florida might get a lot of emails.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too cool now, would it? Oh, thanks for your time, and really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Okay. There's State Representative Joe Rice about the tax situation here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, in regards to the roads. 6:47, 47 minutes after the hour here. Speaking of the roads, here is John Turk with traffic.
Jace, don't know accidents on the highways around town. We do have a few blips just off the highways, though. A rollover, Evans in Colorado, that one just coming down. Also an accident as you're getting off of southbound I-25 onto Dry Creek. It's at the very end of the ramp there. Also a medical emergency on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Evergreen Parkway up in the high country. Around town, seeing the normal jams on southbound 25 from 120th down to 84th, speeds in the 30s and 40s there. Again, from Park Avenue past Spear, same speeds on southbound 2 1/4 from Parker Road down to I-25. Your forecast, sunny but maybe a bit breezy. High should be in the mid-50s. Right now, 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center, January 15th through the 18th. See hundreds of new...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone. For just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center provides many athletic programs to the Denver community. One of the major purposes of these programs is to equip those who participate with the life skills that will make them successful and productive in our society. The basketball program is designed to enhance the lives of at-risk youth by teaching life skills and mental training. The curriculum for the basketball program is based on individual as well as teamwork values and is designed to provide guidance for participants who may not have had the benefit of mentoring previously. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield touches the lives of children every day. But without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Hi, welcome to Radio Shack. How can I help you?
Yes, my TV is signal.
Oh, your analog TV needs to pick up a digital signal, huh?
Yep. The deadline is, right?
Yes, sir. February 17th is the day TV goes digital.
Well, that's soon. So, need?
This DTV converter box, and you can use a government coupon to help pay for it.
Great. I feel much better now.
Time's running out, so pick up a DTV converter box at Radio Shack.
Go to dtv2009.gov to find out how to get a $40 government coupon.
How to remove cash from a can of paint. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of beautiful Behr paint. Step 3, put color on your walls and all the cash you saved in your wallet.
The Home Depot has lowered the price on the paint supplies you need most. And now get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of Behr paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through January 19th, U.S. only. See store for details. Your sweet addition, we can help you get it done. With a wide selection of top brands and a wealth of resources to teach you how. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Traveling to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration? U.S. Airport Parking wants your car when you leave. They have parking for less. Save time and money with their covered spots. For discounts and coupons, visit usairportparking.com. Tower Road, just north of Pena Boulevard.
History would also teach us that in a time of great trial, great leaders emerge. Washington, Lincoln, Churchill, and Bush.
Yeah, there's both ways Bob comparing Bush to Lincoln, Churchill. I mean, Bob, hang it up, brother, okay? You lost the election, and we don't want to hear anything more what you have to say. You and Big Oil Bob can hang out together and compare notes on how you blew your book campaigns, both of you. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Sunny, high today is going to be around 56, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. 303-713-7600. Let me go to Sean and Greeley. Sean, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Good to hear from you. Hey, I was listening to you talk about education yesterday. I couldn't call in, but I had to take a few deep breaths. There seems to be this idea that public education is failing. It's a mantra that's been said again and again and again. One of those right-wing talking points. It's not true. Before NCIB even started, public education was not failing, and it is not failing.
Well, I would agree with you. As a matter of fact, there was an article either in the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News yesterday or the day before about a high school that is tops as far as what's going on in the state. And I don't think it's, you know what? Let me tell you something. Whatever it is you look at, public education, unions, your state legislature, whatever it is you're looking at, it's only going to be as good as you get involved with it. I mean, if you don't get involved with it, then it's not going to be any good. And you also have to put people in positions who respect and care about government and public schools, like Representative Joe Rice, who cares very, very much. You got to put people like him in office as opposed to people who don't care or their chief goal is to destroy something.
Interesting you had Big Oil Bob on just because here's our chair of our state education department or state education board. But, you know, there were two people, that two callers you had in particular that one was the guy that he's real involved with his kids' education and works with them and makes sure they're learning and is supportive. And, you know, those I'm a teacher. Those parents are great. And there was also the woman who was, her kids go to the charter school. She's very involved. I have to take a deep breath on charter schools because I know they have, I presume, the positive intentions. But they drain funds away from the public schools. They are not any better when you compare demographically similar public schools with them. And it's just a frustrating situation to see all this time and effort put on charters. And the truth is, charter schools in the state of Colorado, they selectively choose students because they don't have to provide transportation, and then they don't have to keep them.
Well, you know what the deal is there? The deal is the charter schools and vouchers were originally set up to destroy the public education system.
No doubt. And there are some good charter schools, but if it were up to me, I would turn the good ones into magnet schools of some kind, but they don't provide the support system of special education that the regular public schools do. And then they do get to create their mission. And in the state of Colorado, they are supposed to take anybody, but they don't necessarily take anybody. They also, you know, depending on the particular mission, and then they counsel them out. The ones that that get a lot of traction are the KIPP schools. They have an atrocious retention rate of, you know, fifth graders to eighth graders. What I've read about them, and they wear their teachers out. There's no respect for the teacher as professional. And at some point, all of what's gone on that frustrates me is there is a lack of respect for a teacher as professional.
Well,
they don't trust what we see in our kids every day.
Well, where do you think they get that from? They get that from the parents. I mean, the parents feel that way, too.
That, too. But, I mean, it goes back to the whole, the Milton Friedman privatized everything. And I guarantee if you want to have economic apartheid in the United States of America, privatize our public schools.
Well, there are people that are just fine with that. You know, they're just fine with that whole economic apartheid approach. They're just fine with the idea of trying to convince the taxpayers they can get something for nothing. And it's not going to happen. And it's the welfare of the country that we're talking about here. And also, they don't pay you guys enough. I mean, you should make more money because you want the brightest and the best in the education system, not mediocre. And that's not to say that there are mediocre teachers. But the fact is you got to look ahead to the future.
Sure. I think teachers get a bad rap, and I get frustrated. I'm a member of DCTA. I'm a union member. You know, they protect me and give me things like a duty-free lunch so I can actually have a few minutes to think. Give me, you know, provide me adequate planning time so I can be ready for my students. And to suggest that the NEA is somehow responsible for putting up roadblocks and student achievement is just ridiculous. And, you know, I will agree that NEA, their primary focus is not the students. It shouldn't be. That's mine. But they protect me so I can have students as my first priority.
Yeah, because they're a labor union, and that's what they should be doing. Hey, Sean, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, love what you do, Jay. Love listening to John. And quick aside on your music, I love the conversations. I like what you do. You're about the age of my brother. John's a little younger than I am. I love the conversation.
All right, man. Well, we'll continue to keep debating and talking about music as well as everything else. Sean, thanks, man. Have a great day.
Hey, you
too. All right, we'll see you later. All right, there's a guy who's a teacher, and we should be giving him a reward. And the teacher should be making more money, not less money. All right, open phones continues at 303-713-7600 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, so hang out, and how do you know? Well,
We're supposed to have the world's smartest man, but we don't know if he'll show up. He may be out trout fishing in America.
Craig, remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You got to get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did my first one a while ago. I need to go back every 5 years. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The incredible stories about the miracle on the Hudson just won't stop.
Everybody was nervous. Everybody screaming. Everybody was in a shock.
But all 155 people on U.S. Airways Flight 1549 were alive when Hudson River rescue boats reached them and divers went into the cabin.
We went into the plane. We did a quick search. We saw that there was nobody else in the plane. And at that point, the headrests in the back of the aircraft were already going underwater.
Passengers said they were able to walk away because of the skill of Captain Sully Sullenberger, who brought the Airbus down on the water with both engines out.
He is a true hero, no question.
Jane Fordham Garcia is a neighbor in Danville, California.
We're not surprised. Sully's extremely intelligent, very conscientious.
The plane had just taken off from New York's LaGuardia Airport when it apparently hit a flock of birds. Joe Cedar is with the NTSB.
We'll be looking into all aspects of the accident, including airplane structures, systems, power plants.
I'm Peter Haskell in Lower Manhattan, where the U.S. Airways jet is in the Hudson River. It is pinned up against the bulkhead wall by a barge, which is accompanied by a crane. At some point during the day, the crane will try to move this jet out of the water.
And this is just in. CBS radio station KYW Philadelphia is reporting the death of one of the best-known artists of the 20th century. It says Andrew Wyeth, the realist known as the People's Painter, died this morning at his home outside Philadelphia. Andrew Wyeth was 91. The economy has its problems, but inflation isn't one of them. A report the government put out 30 minutes ago shows that consumer prices fell 0.7% in December, led by a record plunge in gasoline prices. For all of 2008, prices were up 0.1%, the smallest gain since 1954. Big losses for big banks. Live to CBS's Peter King. How big?
Well, huge, Frank. $8.3 billion for Citicorp, its fifth straight quarterly loss. $2.4 billion for Bank of America, which also took a $15 billion hit on newly acquired Merrill Lynch.
Merrill Lynch is in much more trouble than was anticipated by Bank of America when it acquired it late last year.
And that's why economist Peter Morici says they'll get $20 billion more in bailout money. Now Bank of America and Citicorp say they'll split their businesses, separating banking from other operations.
And President-elect Obama is willing to test the third rail of American politics. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Barack Obama will be just the latest president to try to reform two of the government's most expensive and politically sensitive programs. He told the Washington Post he hopes to strike a Medicare and Social Security bargain with voters.
What we have done is kick this can down the road. We're now at the end of the road.
Mr. Obama plans to discuss it next month at what he describes as a fiscal responsibility summit. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing toward a higher opening. At the moment, they're up about 12 points. This is CBS News.
How to remove cash from a can of paint. Step 1, go to the Home Depot. Step 2, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of beautiful bare paint. Step 3, put color on your walls and all the cash you saved in your wallet.
The Home Depot has lowered the price on the paint supplies you need most. And now get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of Behr paint. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through January 19th. U.S. only. See store for details.
An urgent message from Orbitz.
Hello. Do you still need to book a hotel for your winter getaway? Well, you won't believe this, but Orbitz is having a hotel sale where you save 20% on your hotel this week only. Could this be fate or just coincidence? I have no idea. Just hurry to Orbitz.com and book before this Sunday, January 18th, to save on your hotel.
Dial for travel 112 through 430, book by 118, see site for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A big announcement that means more jobs for Colorado.
The Charles Schwab Company, a worldwide leader in financial services, will be adding 500 new employees to its existing Colorado workforce.
Governor Ritter saying those Douglas County jobs will have an average salary of $75,000, most of those dealing with information technology. Denver City Parks may be a bit less green this summer as the city looks for places to save money. One part of the plan to cut back on the amount of fertilizer used in the parks. Denver will also cancel a police recruit class and may lease heavy vehicles instead of buying them. And what about the Mustang sculpture at DIA? Some like it, some don't. Mayor John Hickenlooper defending it.
Oftentimes, what people feel about something right immediately for the first few months or first few years, Their emotions change and as they adapt to it.
Hickenlooper said when Impressionist art first came out, people hated it, but now there's a growing appreciation for it. Sports. The Nuggets beat Phoenix in overtime last night, 119-113. St. Louis beat the Avs 5-2. The Avs host Edmonton tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, volume is lined as you're driving around the metro. No significant slowdowns. Watch for a minor crash. It's in the tech center at the top of the ramp from southbound I-25 to Dry Creek. Off to the right side, but it's catching some looks. Now, as far as the surface streets go, rollover accident, Colorado and Evans. That's a really busy intersection. Expect some slight delays there. Again, traffic's pretty light, so they're just kind of zipping around it. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center, January 15th through the 18th. See hundreds of new boats and the latest in boating accessories. Don't miss the beach party Friday and Saturday nights. Discount tickets available at denverboatshow.com. Life is better with a boat.
Sure, you can incorporate a business. Make a will. File a trademark on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings on most products, enter BRILLIANT in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Well, when in Rome...
Please go on.
Do as the Romans do?
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Oh.
It's wonderful, though.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We're available digitally at am760.net. Podcasts, emails, the forum. And if you've got iPhone, you can download the application to listen to us anywhere in the continental United States of America. Also, I've got a Facebook page, John's got a Facebook page, and we also have Turn Left with Jay Marvin, which is on the Facebook page, and I'm also on Twitter, too. Okay, we're waiting for the world's smartest man to show up here. He's obviously got an anchor behind the car he's driving, so he's probably going down I-25 at about 3 miles an hour. But until that time, we'll take some calls, because it's open phones at 303-713-7600, and anything you want to talk about. Yeah, let's do it. Here's Josh in Denver. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a comment about your guest Joe Rice's proposal. I feel like he's right in the sense that we need to move away from the tax on petroleum. However, I don't think that the amount you pay should be based on the amount you drive.
Well, he's not only talking about that, though, but he's also talking about repairing the infrastructure, which is going to take a ton of money, but it's also going to create a ton of jobs. Now, if if all of what he's talking about is not the way to go, then how are we going to raise the revenue to do it? I mean, his point was, is that the gas tax was set 17 years ago, and that because we're driving, I mean, back 17 years ago, you know, you had cars that were getting like 16 miles a gallon.
Sure, sure.
And now we've got cars that are getting up to 40 miles a gallon. I mean, how, so.
And that's why I agree that we need to move away from the petroleum tax. However, I use the public transportation here in Denver, and in no way does that make me feel that I should be exempt from paying to maintain the infrastructure. I mean, we call it the commons because it's common and that we all use it, and I think it should be common and that we all pay for it. And I think, you know, the way to handle that is to have it be part of the income tax. The more you make, the more you pay. And chances are, the more you make, the more you're using that infrastructure.
Yeah, but what about the people, though, who use the infrastructure more than you do? Because if you ride public transit, you're not actually, I mean, technically, yeah, you're using it. But the responsibility of driving on those roads ultimately falls to the public transit system. But how about those of us, and I don't like the idea of monitoring how far I drive, because that gives me feelings about Big Brother.
I don't like that either.
Okay, but the idea is I am willing to pay for better roads. I am willing to do that, and I don't want the infrastructure privatized. And we've got 125 bridges in this state that have got to be fixed up. So what's the answer? I mean, how do you – because technically those of us who use it more, we should pay more.
And I don't necessarily feel that way, and I'm willing to pay too. And as I said, I believe for the most part, the more money you make, the more you do use it. I mean, you can look around your house and just look at every little thing that has been shipped to where you are. And, yeah, you can say that, well, the truckers will just have to pay more in taxes based on their travel. But, I mean, then you're talking about burdening an already heavily burdened industry.
Well, what you're talking about doing is that they would take that, the more they would have to pay, they would take it and pass it on to the consumer. But the bill that that the representative's talking about doesn't deal with that. It deals with those of us who use the roads on a regular basis, and we're the ones who are, in some cases, well, we're causing the damage simply by wearing out the roads. And to quote Barack Obama, the can has been kicked down the road long enough, and there's nowhere to go now with it. And those people who use it, like, suppose I do my work from home, sure. And I don't have to go, I don't have to drive, right? I mean, I don't basically have to get on I-25, but, and that's an increasing thing. People doing their work at home, but
yeah.
still, I got to go out. Still, you know, if I live in Denver and I want to go to Park Meadows Mall, I have to use the infrastructure to get there. And so why do you take everybody into consideration who does not use the infrastructure as much as those people who use it all the time? Why do you include people who are not using the infrastructure in your plan?
Well, you know, I certainly take your point. I just feel that regardless of whether you see yourself as using it constantly,
I do.
We all share the same responsibility in it, whether we're really feeling like we're using it or not by driving on a daily basis.
Well, I do. I do use it more. And I use it more than say, my wife uses it. And I
right.
use it more than some people that I know. You know, my car, because of the places I have to go, my car is very important to me. Like, for instance, I'm not taking rapid transit or riding my bike into here at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I'm not going to do it.
I would think not.
No. So I'm directly using and benefiting from the roads as opposed to somebody who's not directly benefiting and using the roads. So why would you have them pay? I mean, I just don't understand that.
Well, there are lots of things that, you know, we all pay for that we don't all use equally. And I just feel this is just more of the same. It should be along those same lines.
Well, what you want to do is you want to take the taxation and fix it on a
on an earned income basis. And I understand the lure of doing that. I just think that this would be, I mean, and everybody would have to pay taxes. Okay? But I think that and you're right about the thing that it's a community goal. You're 100% correct about this. I think you make it. All right, your points are very, very valid, but I think you make it more palatable to the public, and I think you make it more palatable to the legislature by setting it up the way the bill is set up now. Because those things, when you go to before a deliberative body like that, that stuff's you have to have give and take, and you might have to walk away from the table with something that you don't want.
Sure. Well, I hope you have Mr. Rice back on soon. I'd like to hear more about it.
Well, we definitely will, and this is not going to be settled tomorrow. There's going to be a great deal of debate on it, so there's plenty of chance for everybody to be heard. And if you want to contact Representative Rice, go to joericecolorado.com and send him an email, because that's the kind of guy he is. I mean, he'll read every one of those.
Will do.
All right, Josh, thanks, man. I appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Okay. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Preston. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for alerting me about the net neutrality group on Facebook.
Oh, you got it, man.
And I was wondering, are you familiar with a couple contemporary protest groups, one called Flowbots and another one called...
Yes.
Okay, Denver's very own Flowbots.
Yeah, my friend Joe turned me on to them.
Okay. And also Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Yes.
I re-listened to a CD of his, and a line of his stuck out recently, something about how the F-16 is a homicide bomber. And I wanted to mention that, given the ongoing assault on Gaza. I really appreciated yesterday your discussion on education. And one of the leading progressive educators, Alfie Cohn, who also has a fan club on Facebook, is doing remarkable work. He's a big critic of these standardized tests and also the competition that's so cultivated in our schools. And he's encouraging a more cooperative model, which I think is a very radical thing. Back in the 60s and the 70s, during the Vietnam War protests, Agnew and Nixon were blaming people like Dr. Spock, Benjamin Spock.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. They're saying that the way we're raising kids had very much an effect on the protests in the streets. I don't know. That's debatable. But I do think how we raise children and how we educate children has a huge effect on their kind of political leanings in the future.
Oh, I think so. I think absolutely. Hey, Preston, what was the name of that guy again?
Michael Franti.
No, the guy on Facebook.
Oh, yes, Alfie Cohn, A-L-F-I-E, and Cohn is K-O-H-N.
All right, the world's smartest man has just decided to join us, so we're going to go to him.
Sure thing.
But Preston, call me again.
I'll do that.
Okay, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Preston's a great guy. He's always got good things to say. 7:16, 60 minutes after 7, what today's bailout vote says about the new Senate, and of course, Mr. Sirota's Denver Post column, it's Money Politics by a Different Name. We'll talk to him coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John?
Jay, traffic's still looking really darn good. It's been a rough week, but this Friday, really a breeze for us so far. Speeds dipping down in the 40s and 50s on southbound 25 in those usual spots. First at 120th, again around I-70. Also busy leaving Aurora on southbound 225. Beginning around Parker Road, going to see the speeds dip down on your approach to I-25. Just one crash out there, and it's off the highways at Evans in Colorado. It is a rollover, and that's a quite busy intersection, so that will take you some time to get through there. Also seeing some traffic leaving Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue around Sheridan again after Federal. Your forecast, sunny and mild with the highs 57. Tomorrow the same with highs in the mid-50s and on...
FoodShare America is a nonprofit program for everyone. Save up to 50% on your food purchases. By participating in FoodShare America, you not only help others, but you save money and eat better. Each month, you can purchase as much or as little as you like off FoodShare America's menus. For more information, contact FoodShare America at 800-933-7427 or visit foodshareamerica.com.
Stop paying high heating bills for good and reduce your dependence on the grid. The new SolarMax heating panel is the affordable solar option to significantly lower your propane, natural gas, and electric heat bills. Install a SolarMax heater now, and you'll be amazed how low your heating bills will be throughout the winter. SolarMax runs on free energy from the sun, so all you pay for is the heating panel, which typically pays for itself within 3 to 6 years. The SolarMax is a complementary heating system that works with your existing system. When the sun is shining, the SolarMax takes over heating your home. And because Colorado sun shines an average of 300 days per year, you can heat your home for pennies a day almost every day. Plus, you can feel good about using green energy. Pay for it once. Save for the life of your home. Call 303-295-7652 or visit solargreen.us and schedule an install or free in-home consultation. That number again is 303-295-7652.
Elder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to a night of Sinatra favorites as they present Simply Sinatra with vocalist Steve Lippia at Mackey Auditorium on January 17th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy favorites such as The Best Is Yet to Come, Fly Me to the Moon, Angel Eyes, and many more. Tickets are 20% off for children and students with ID and $13 to $75 for adults. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org.
Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Time and money with their covered spots. For discounts and coupons, visit usairportparking.com. Tower Road, just north of Peña Boulevard.
Another how-to moment from the Home Depot. Whether you need to put paint on a wall or put up a new master suite addition, we can help you get it done. With a wide selection of top brands and a wealth of resources to teach you how. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
This morning at 10.
This entire Geithner situation?
Hey, maybe we better look at the IRS. Maybe we should change a lot of stuff in this country. House Democrats are now circling to go after the Bush personnel. Did they lie to America? Did they cheat us? Should we go down this road? We'll have interviews and comments and your phone calls. It's all coming up right here on The Ed Schultz Show.
The Ed Schultz Show. This morning at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's up 21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 56. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, here, who we just understand is going to be on the Bill Moyers show. When is that going
to
be?
Scheduled to be on the show, or at least tape it next week, so I assume it would be next week. I'll let you know when I, you know, in TV, you never know. You're going to be on until you're actually on.
Absolutely. Okay, now, which one do you want to start with? Do you want to start with what today's bailout vote says about the new Senate, or you want to talk about...
They're similar, so we can start with that one. Because I'm really pissed off about the bailout vote yesterday, and I think people need to know what happened yesterday.
All right, talk about it.
Well, everybody remembers that Mark Udall campaigned, when he was campaigning for the Senate, voted against the bailout bill. He issued a statement, a pretty tough statement, about the bailout, saying he was against it, saying he was, not that he was against it because he didn't trust George Bush, but conceptually against the idea of handing over $700 billion to Wall Street. And what happened yesterday was that weeks after issuing that statement, he voted for the very bailout that he campaigned against, that he said he was against. I mean,
well, why does that shock you with him? I've talked about him on the air before. I mean, this is you're going to see a lot of this with him in the future.
I guess I'm an eternal optimist. I mean, I'm not a fool, right? I mean, it's not that I'm like shocked. I'm not like astonished. It's more like I'm disgusted. Right? I mean, I'm just going to read you. People need to understand what a betrayal this is. Here is Udall's statement a couple of weeks ago when he was running for the Senate. My first responsibility is to the people of Colorado and to our nation's taxpayers. I take very seriously the warnings about how conditions in the credit markets could affect the overall economy, but the cost of this bailout is too high and the return far too uncertain for the American families who are being asked to bear the burden. And I cannot ignore that many of the people sounding the alarm are the same ones who recently said things were under control. Although this legislation represents an improvement over the initial blank check sought by the administration, it is still a bare framework that contains too few measures for real accountability. It ultimately lays the cost of the greed, bad decisions, and lack of oversight on Wall Street squarely on the shoulders of taxpayers in Colorado and the nation. This was his statement weeks ago. Yesterday afternoon in Washington, D.C., safely away election. From the voters, safely elected, he voted for the very bailout that he was deriding. I mean, this is exactly what sows the worst kind of cynicism.
Exactly.
It says to people that the politicians running for office think that the whole process is a joke and think that the public is inordinately stupid, that they can just come in front of people and rail on what should be railed on, because the bailout should be railed on, and then get back to D.C. with all the lobbyists, with all the insiders, and cast a vote to continue the very policies that they're telling people that they're against. I mean, it's gross. It's really, really gross.
See, I'm for the bailout if there is the following conditions: transparency, accountability, strings attached.
There's none of that.
There's none of that. I mean, it's not. Oh, I agree. It's not in there. And I think that the senator-elect needs to explain himself. But I've told you this before about him, with my experiences with him. He is self-centered, cold-hearted, and that his whole campaign was a stage effort that a lot of us bought into. And why does this shock you? I mean, this is the kind of behavior. You're right. This is the kind of behavior where people say, "Oh, okay, you tell me one thing, and then you turn around and do another thing." Well, all politicians must be that way.
Exactly. That's really what's even beyond the issue of the bailout. What's the worst part about this is, forget for a moment about my column is all about why the bailout is a bad idea, why it's a farce. But no matter where you are on the bailout, When a politician says they're for something at election time or against something at election time in a very clear way, like Mark Udall did, and then only weeks later, once safely elected, once essentially insulated from the public, goes and does the exact opposite thing, it is the big middle finger to the public.
Has he tried to explain himself?
I haven't seen anything.
No.
I mean, and you know, this to me says, and remember, this is one of his first votes in the Senate. So this to me is sort of sets the tone. This says to me we have to be distrustful of him on everything. That if somebody has the pathology or the psychology in their own mind that they feel comfortable doing that, that says that they may be comfortable doing that on who knows what they're
right. Who knows
doing.
What else?
I mean, it's a fundamental trust issue. It's a credibility issue. And look, Udall wasn't alone, right? I mean, Tom Udall did the same thing, campaigned against it. Now he's in the Senate, voted for it. Jeff Merkley in Oregon, who I was a strong supporter of, campaigned, aired ads against the bailout. I mean, television ads against the bailout, voted for it. But I want to be really clear. It wasn't like they had to do this, right? I mean, Jeanne Shaheen from New Hampshire, she campaigned against the bailout. She gets into the Senate. She votes against the bailout.
Right.
I mean, it's not like it's impossible to simply live up to your word. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, raise the red flag out there to people to say, you know, Mark Udall taught us all a lesson yesterday, which is that Mark Udall is willing to sell out when he thinks we're not looking. And it's disappointing. Again, I'm not shocked by it, but it's really demoralizing.
Well, I talked about him towards the end of the election, and we're caught in this system. Would Big Oil Bob ever be any better? No, he'd be worse. But the thing is,
is we're stuck. So you got to vote for this guy because there's nobody else. And he's obviously has no problem making one statement and then doing another. You know what he is? He's like George W. Bush. You hear that press conference last night? That guy's living in Wonderland.
Yeah.
I mean, either he's the biggest liar of all time because he knows that he's not telling the truth, or he's back behind the curtains smoking on a hookah. No, seriously. I mean, the things that he says are a joke. How can anybody buy any of that?
I don't think anybody does. I mean, I don't think he's got any... I think Bush probably thinks he has no choice but to try to use the last couple of days for his quote-unquote legacy. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, the right wing is certainly trying to defend him.
They are. They are. And actually, I think that... this goes to my column today. I think Obama is actually helping him. I mean, I think this whole tango that they're doing, where Bush requested the second half of the bailout, and what my column is about today is Obama making his first veto threat.
Right. Which you say is akin to a nuclear warhead.
Right. A veto threat is the legislative equivalent of a nuclear bomb.
Right.
Right. I mean, presidents have so much power to shape legislation before it gets to their desk that a veto is really a weapon of last resort. So when a president issues a veto threat, they're basically threatening, you know, a mushroom cloud, a legislative mushroom cloud. And so they're big statements of policy. And Obama this week, as his first use of presidential power, he's not president yet, but threatening a veto is effectively using presidential power. His first act of presidential power was to threaten a veto if Congress passes a bill to substantially change or reject the Wall Street bailout. Now, think about what this
says. Well, but okay, just to jump to his defense a little bit here. At least he did not get out on the campaign trail and say he was against it, and now all of a sudden he's for it like Udall did.
That's true. I mean, Obama is not being inconsistent. That's definitely true. He's not flip-flopping. Barack Obama was for the bailout originally.
Right.
What I think is disturbing, though, is that he was for the bailout, but he claimed he wanted better conditions, better oversight, accountability, what you said. His veto threat is essentially saying, Congress, if you pass legislation to put in better accountability measures, to restrict, to put strings attached onto this money, I will veto it. And I think what it does is it sets the tone. I mean, it's incredible. History will look back on this and say, look, the very first thing this guy did as president was threaten to veto a bill unless Congress kept money, taxpayer money, flowing to Wall Street banks. And I don't think it's unfair to say, you know, Barack Obama's raised more money from Wall Street than anybody who's ever run for office before. There's stories out now, news stories, about how executives from the banks that are receiving bailout money are underwriting inaugural festivities.
Yeah, I've read those stories. I've read those stories.
So I just think it's like we're all excited about change, and what is being pounded out from Washington is more of the same. I mean, it's maddening. I'm really upset about it. I mean, I'm not naive, but it's like, you know, at what point does all this nonsense change? At what point do we actually make a change? I mean, it's the equivalent of FDR getting into office and not passing the New Deal, but saying that Herbert Hoover was right. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's very disconcerting. There's no question. I mean, it is. It's dark. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, with Mr. Udall, maybe we can get him a job over on the other two radio stations. Those people lie continuously. All right, let's get a look at traffic now with Mr. Turk.
Jay, starting to see more traffic heading towards Boulder on the Turnpike right now. Seeing jams from Sheridan up to about Church Ranch, eastbound side. Not too bad for you. Maybe a little bunched after Federal coming into I-25. On I-25, normal jam southbound side from 120th down to 84th in North Glen, again from 70 past Spear. Also a small crash as you get towards the Tech Center, southbound I-25, around 225. It is off on the right-hand shoulder, not really affecting traffic, but is catching looks. Same deal with an accident on southbound 225 at Yosemite. If you're heading on in between Golden and Boulder this morning on Highway 93, look out for a small accident there at Highway 128. Also back in the city, a rollover crash at Evans in Colorado. Your forecast, sunny, but a bit breezy, especially up in the foothills. High should be in the mid-50s. Right now, 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
On a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and small order of tater tot.
FoodShare America is a nonprofit program for everyone. Save up to 50% on your food purchases. By participating in FoodShare America, you not only help others, but you save money and eat better. Each month, you can purchase as much or as little as you like off FoodShare America's menus. For more information, contact FoodShare America at 800-933-7427 or visit foodshareamerica.com.
When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Ow! That's someone discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion.
Wow!
Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And every day, Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., Rocky's Autos at the historic, record-breaking location of 63rd and Federal.
I run my own small business, but business is tough these days. I'm trying to cut expenses so when I do spend money, I expect to get real value. My health insurance coverage, for example, I wonder if it's worth what I'm paying.
Health insurance is important because your business depends on you staying well, but you may be paying more than you have to for less than you need. At Aetna, we understand the importance of value and affordability. So we offer self-employed people a choice of individual health insurance plans with lower premiums and lower deductibles. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
Sure, you can incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings on most products, enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, the smartest man in the world, David Sirota. Sunny skies, high today 56.
And we're talking about Mark Udall's betrayal. We're talking about the bank bailout. We've got to do something, though, about these failing financial institutions. What would you propose to do?
Well, there's two things you can do. The first is you can pass a bailout that's real, that has lots of strings attached.
Accountability.
Yeah, look, the Congressional Oversight Panel of this bailout has said what the Treasury could do if it wanted to is do what the British did recently, what the Swedes did, 15 years ago when they had a bank meltdown, which is when you lend the money, you put in real executive pay restrictions. You don't let banks pay out dividends. And here's the key. You force the banks to use the money to lend off of that money. This is really the key.
Well, you're right, because they're getting the money, and now they're going to get the second half of the money. But can anybody tell us what's come out of this?
That's exactly right. That's exactly the point here, is that the Congressional Oversight Panel says we don't even know what they're using the money for. So there's no transparency. But what I'm saying is that if the point of the bailout is to spur more lending, right? Because everyone says there's a credit crisis.
Okay. Loosen up the credit flow.
Right. What we do know is that lots of banks have been using the money to consolidate the industry, to buy their competitors.
Right, exactly, which is wrong.
Which is not what the money is for.
You're right.
What we need to do is when we give money to banks, say, if you accept this money, you cannot pay your CEOs or your executives X.
And you cannot buy your competition.
You cannot use this money to buy your competition. And you must lend a certain percentage of this money. That already would be something positive. That's not happening. We're just giving the money away.
With
no strings attached.
I mean, Barney Frank has tried to put some on there, but they're not, you know, they're kind of like...
It's weak.
Yeah, it's milkish. It's watery.
He got busted for, you know, he put out this proposal on Friday, said, you know, this is, we want to prevent executive bonus. My legislation would prevent executives from using this money for bonuses. Sounds great. Well, here's the problem. You can prevent the executives from getting a bonus, but if you don't put tougher language in there, the executives can still pay themselves $1 million a month.
That's right. Exactly.
In regular compensation.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a loophole that big, it's not accidental, right? It's like, you know, people like Barney Frank know the kinds of loopholes they're leaving in. And look, I know that part of the answer, part of the rationale that Udall will say for flip-flopping on this issue, and other members of Congress will say for flip-flopping on this issue, for having voted against the bailout originally and then voted for this second half of it. They'll say, well, you know, I didn't trust George Bush to administer it.
So I wouldn't do it when he was in office.
Right. But I do trust Barack Obama. Now, look, I definitely trust Barack Obama more than George Bush to use this money responsibly. But I don't trust anybody to use this money responsibly. And I certainly don't trust somebody enough to think that our system of checks and balances should simply not exist. In other words, I don't think just because Barack Obama's president, it means Congress doesn't have to do its job, right? It doesn't mean that, oh, well, we trust Barack Obama, so Congress doesn't have to legislate any restrictions on this money. I mean, that's absurd. By that measure, why doesn't Congress just close up shop, right, adjourn, and say whatever Barack Obama wants to do is good with us because we trust him.
We've had that for the last 8 years.
And it doesn't work. And it doesn't work not just because it was George Bush. It doesn't work because the government doesn't work when you don't have
checks and balances,
three co-equal branches of government. I'm sorry. The idea that I trust Barack Obama, so I'm willing to vote for something that I was criticizing before, that's not an excuse, that's not a rationale. And it's certainly not a rationale, by the way, for somebody like Mark Udall, whose opposition to the bailout, if you read his statement a couple weeks ago, was not, I don't trust George Bush, but I support the bailout conceptually. It was, I don't support the concept of this bailout. And now suddenly he's voting.
Yeah, exactly. 7:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And the world's smartest man, David Sirota, here. And, yeah, you know, what you're saying is exactly right. There's no question about it. It does not in any way, shape, or form justify what he has done.
It doesn't. It doesn't. We did not elect Mark Udall to simply tell us that Barack Obama's great and I'll do whatever Barack Obama wants. And I basically got elected to a job to do nothing. That's not what
And the thing that's so upsetting about it is, you're right, we're stuck. We're stuck again.
We are stuck. I mean, we're stuck. I mean, I don't think that he's he or any senator is. I mean, you're right. I mean, he could spend the next 6 years just ignoring everything that he promised and doing whatever he wants. I don't think we're that disempowered. Meaning, I do think at some level he probably cares about his own popularity.
No, we could raise hell, and we should raise hell.
I mean, I think people should call up Mark Udall's office and tell him that they don't like a senator who comes in front of them when it's time to vote during an election and says one thing, and then only weeks later does exactly the opposite. I mean, that's the other thing that just gets me. I mean, I just got to say, you know, it's not like he made a campaign statement and then a couple of years later, after lots of things have changed.
Things have changed.
Right. We're talking about a number of weeks, right? Nothing has changed. Nothing. Nothing has changed in the economy.
And he campaigned on change.
Exactly. It's really, really, really bad. I mean, I really wouldn't have minded it nearly as much. If you'd all had voted for the bailout and then did this, I would say, you know, this is just really disappointing. Right, I mean, it's just a bummer that he just obviously, you know, it's a disagreement of policy. Fine, I mean, it happens. It's another thing to feel completely lied to, and I don't use that word, you know, I don't just throw that word out there. That's really what.
Well, that's what he did.
That is what he did.
He said one thing on the campaign trail, and then fresh off of that, he turns around. And boom,
and of course, it's not sort of random that the way he voted after he was elected is in the interests of the biggest of big money, right? I mean, it's like his vote once he was safely protected from the people, from the voters, was a vote to give a huge amount of money to the political donor class, right? I mean, the opposite never happens, right? You never go before voters and say, I'm going to vote to give a lot of money to the political donor class, then get elected, and you're like, I'm going to go vote for the people now that I'm safely, you know, elected. That doesn't happen. It's always the other way around.
You're right. It's all the moneyed. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, all you really got to do is look at the fundraising invitations. I mean, those things say it all right there. I mean, it costs a gazillion dollars to go to any of those things. So there's no question as to who he's catering to, and it's just sad. 7:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk catering to us with traffic.
Jay, got a stop-and-go jam on C-470 traveling westbound up in the foothills. It's going to start around 285 and going to break loose at I-70. Really, a long stretch there. Going to take you about 20 to 30 minutes to make that drive. Also, stop-and-go jam southbound 25 up in North Glen from 120th down to 84th. Speed starting to improve just a little bit there. Same deal after I-70. Also, some heavy traffic on the turnpike traveling westbound from Table Mesa up to around Baseline. Back in Denver, just one crash out there that's really kind of messing things up. It's a rollover involving injuries at Evans in Colorado. Your forecast, sunny and mild, a high of 57, right now 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Montezuma Bowl is now open at Arapaho Basin. Enjoy the new groomed runs, chutes, and glades. If you don't have a pass, get a bonus pass.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At IncredibleSmiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Anytime you do anything online, shopping, banking, emailing, you're vulnerable to the nightmare of identity theft.
I do all my shopping online. It's so easy. It turns out it's also easy for identity thieves. They got all my credit card numbers. And now I keep thinking, is it going to happen again?
Don't become a victim. Protect yourself with Identity Guard from the company that already protects over 8 million people worldwide. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault lets you make your passwords, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. This is serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SoulSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that SoulSource provides, like solar hot water and wind. Call SoulSource today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at soulsourceinc.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
This morning, I just got off Channel 7 talking about this, the Consumer Price Index, which tells us what's happening on the retail price front, showed a decline in prices of 0.7%. So overall, we are paying 0.7% less for our goods that we're buying here in the U.S. than we were in November. Now, interestingly enough, or at least interesting to a nerd like me, the CPI, Consumer Price Index, in 2008 was only up 0.1%. That's the slowest increase in consumer prices that we've seen since 1954. So, you know, from an inflationary standpoint, inflation has really been tamed, and those numbers help figure it out. Energy down in December 8.3%, food down 0.1%, gas down 17.2%, new vehicles down 0.4%. So the markets are liking that today, Jay.
All right, so have we reached the bottom?
No.
You mean in other words, I can't put in a buy order for Citadel at this point?
Well, you can buy anything you want to, and I do think that there are some bargains out there, but you have to be incredibly selective, and you've got to know what you're doing, in my opinion. I mean, it's not the days of 1998, 1999, when people are going to throw darts at a board and go into work and brag about how much money they made picking this or that stock, because it was, I mean, anybody could pick a winner in those years. It's really, how are you doing in the tough years? And that's where I think we're really shining, Jay.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay, let me ask you this question very quickly.
Talk to me, yes.
Okay. Suppose you're sitting out there with your portfolio.
Yeah.
And you just say, okay, I heard Michael Spear on AM 760, but you know what? I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
I don't want to play this game anymore. Can you take that person or myself or anybody else, can you get us out and into something else?
Yeah, we're not really that kind of people. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, man, you gave me a beautiful setup there, and then I just stepped on it, didn't I? Yeah, of course. Thanks for asking that. I really do appreciate that because, yeah, I mean, people think of us, Presidential Brokerage, as a brokerage firm, but we're really financial advisors, and there are tons of investments out there that you can participate in that can get you away from the stock market. And I started alerting people to these in March of 2007, pretty hard in the summer of 2007 before the market peaked out. And, yeah, there are a lot of options and choices out there for you, Jay, if you want to get away from the stock market.
Well, Mr. Spear, you should be the Treasury Secretary.
Well, I'm not that smart.
Okay, put in that buy order for me on Citadel.
Buy 10,000 for Jay at the market.
Look, you know what? The stock's down to like 22 cents a share.
Almost free.
You know, look, we could buy the whole company, you and I.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, and then we'd give you a big raise.
Right, exactly.
Who would we fire? Who you really? Don't say it on the air, right?
No, I'll say it on the air. The chairman of the company, Fareed Suleiman. I'd kick him out, or as we call him, Greed Suleiman.
Wow.
We get rid of him. All right, call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Presidential Brokerage. Intelligent investment guidance. Michael Spear is the man to do it. He handles Mary and myself, our affairs, and he can handle yours. And by the way, I need to go to lunch with you next week because I have some things I need to tell you.
I'm eager to hear. I didn't want to push you, but I'm eager to hear.
As a matter of fact, I may call you later this afternoon.
I've got bad news for you.
What's that?
I'll be here. Actually, call my cell. You have my cell number still, right?
Yeah, I'll get a hold of you.
Yeah, call me.
Even if I have to drive over there.
Okay, pal.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Traveling to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration? U.S. Airport Parking wants your car when you leave. They're just minutes away from DIA and offer parking for less. Celebrate the savings on their covered parking and save time as they guide you to a space and pick you up at your car. Buses run every 5 minutes and drop you at curbside check-in. When you return, they'll drop you off right at your car. For discounts and coupons, visit usairportparking.com, and they're easy to find. U.S. Airport Parking, Tower Road, just north of Peña Boulevard.
Minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 56. You want to call Mark Udall's office here about his bailout vote, 303-820-2008. That's his Denver office, 303-820-2008, or his D.C. Senate office at 202-224-5941. And people, you know, you should call.
You got to make your voice heard. I mean,
yeah.
you got to let these people know that you're watching. They think you're not watching. If we aren't watching, yesterday's vote teaches what happens. And we got a lot of big issues coming down the pike now. And I think that what's really disturbing about this is not just that it means about $350 billion in bank bailout money. You know, what happens on votes about the war? What happens on votes about tax reform? What happens on votes about economic stimulus? This is a critical time. And we cannot afford to have politicians who say one thing on the campaign trail, say the right thing on the campaign trail, if you ask me.
And then do the wrong thing.
And then do the wrong thing. We've had enough of that. I mean, really, we have had enough of it. And it's very frustrating. It's very demoralizing. But if we don't make our voices heard, it'll keep happening.
303-820-2008 is Mark Udall's Denver office. His D.C. Senate office is 202-224-5941. Invest 5 minutes. 5 minutes, all it takes, to call him up and to say, hey, you're being contradictory, you lied to us, and we're tired of it, we're sick of it. I'd like to see some 1930s radicalism in this country. That's what I'd like to see.
Well, I think that the key here is you'd like to see people
getting engaged. Whether we use the internet or whatever the case is to get engaged and stop this foolishness and call for an end to this foolishness. You can also email him at Mark_Udall. That's Mark_Udall at markudall.senate.gov.
We got to let them know that we're watching. And remember, I mean, you know, I wrote in my column today, this is a really important point. You know, you and I were just talking about, well, how do they fix, we got to fix the financial situation, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, you know, I agree. But have you noticed that no one has explained why giving $700 billion to Wall Street how that's a better, more safe, more reliable way of fixing the economy than spending that money on something else. Have you noticed that nobody ever did?
No. Well, there's people on the progressive side and people who are left of center discuss it, but the mainstream media never discuss it.
It's not even questioned, right? It's not even in the debate.
I agree.
We have to, you know, the only choice we have is either to spend $700 billion on give to Wall Street or do nothing and the economy will tank.
I agree with that, and I'm guilty of it.
We all end up reflecting sort of the parameters of the debate that come down from Washington. I mean, nobody's asked the question. I'm just going to throw this out there. Do you think it's a better way to spur the economy? Let's just not talk about the morality. Let's just talk about economic policy to fix the economy. Can anybody make the case in a substantive way? Has anybody made the case that spending $700 billion by giving it to Wall Street is a better way to spur the economy than enacting universal health care for the next 10 years, which is what $700 billion could pay for.
No. We got Christy Harvey coming up. Stick around, Dave.
I will.
All three of us will get into this whole topic.
Want to learn about solar power and saving money on your energy costs? Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, for a free seminar about how to create a solar community. Wednesday, January 21st at the Highlands Ranch East Ridge Rec Center. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs, and save more than 60% on your energy bills with Independent Power Systems' free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably and reduce your carbon footprint. This one-time event is happening on Wednesday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch East Ridge Rec Center for one night only. Let Independent Power Systems show you the way to save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/event for details. That's solarips.com/event.
Is its directness.
Artist Andrew Wyeth died this morning at his home outside Philadelphia. He was 91.
Andrew Wyeth was raised to be an artist by his painter father, N.C. Wyeth, but he didn't copy his famous dad's robust style.
My work is very subdued in color, and that bothered me. He thought, Andy, you'll never make a living.
But Wyeth went on to become known as the painter of the people, and his signature canvas, Christina's Worlds, become part of the American consciousness.
You gotta believe in what you do.
And what he also did was pass on the family legacy to his son, Jamie, who's achieved acclaim in the third generation of Wyeth artists. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
New York City's newest tourist attraction is on display off Lower Manhattan. WCBS Radio's Peter Haskell has the latest on the U.S. Airways jet that ditched in the Hudson River.
The plane is right up against the bulkhead here in Battery Park City, and it is basically parallel to where the wall is. Across from the wall is a barge. That's been brought into place to keep the plane from going anywhere. There's also a crane right nearby, and that's the crane that will be used to lift the plane out of the water.
All 150 passengers and 5 crew members made it out alive thanks to the skill of pilot Sully Sullenberger.
He was amazingly calm, and I gave him a hug, and I said, you're my hero.
The plane may have lost power when it was hit by a flock of birds, but federal investigators say they'll look at all the possibilities. Something you buy today could be cheaper tomorrow. The government says December consumer prices fell 0.7%, led by a sharp drop in gasoline prices. From the start of 2008 to the end, prices were up just 0.1%.
What you're experiencing right now is deflationary pressures, and you haven't really experienced that for a long, long time, really, up until after the post-war period, where you kind of had a post-war deflation after World War II.
Doug Roberts with Channel Capital Research. President-elect Obama will be touring the Bedford Heights, Ohio turbine factory a few hours from now to pitch his economic recovery plan. One of the world's biggest banks, Citigroup, is splitting itself in two as it restructures. Citi says it lost more than $8 billion in the last quarter of last year. Bank of America has sealed a deal to get $20 billion in a lifeline from the Financial Rescue Fund. Economist Peter Morici says it may not be the last bank to go hat in hand to the government.
We're going to see more foreclosures on commercial real estate, problems with credit card debt, things of that nature.
Bank of America lost $2.4 billion in the last quarter, but it posted a $4 billion profit for all of 2008. The United States and Israel are expected to sign an agreement today that could lead to a ceasefire with Hamas fighters in Gaza. Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni is at the State Department shortly. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 74 points. This is CBS News.
OfficeMax believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Pink Mullet Salon.
Thanks for choosing Pink Mullet. This is Jeff.
Hi. Well, I'm calling from OfficeMax, and we want to do a free national radio commercial for your salon right now.
Awesome.
All right. Why should we go to the Pink Mullet Salon?
So Pink Mullet is kind of like trying to create its own little niche for something that's a little bit more edgy, but still, you know, very well-trained professionals that work here.
Nice. You ever shave somebody's head and say maybe you should just start over?
Yeah, I call that the hand of justice.
Ah! Pink Mullet Salon, home of the hand of justice.
That's right.
Wow, that is fabulous. All right, my friend, I will see you at the Pink Mullet Salon.
All right, thank you so much.
Small businesses. Join the Max Perks Rewards Program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The pilot of that plane that landed without fatalities in New York's Hudson River has Colorado ties. Chesley Sullenberger graduated from the Air Force Academy and earned his master's degree from Northern Colorado. The cause of the crash apparently was a flock of birds that flew into the plane's engines. Russ DeFusco runs an airport bird mitigation company. He tells 9 News there are things they can do.
We manage the turf and the vegetation to try to minimize the attractiveness. But even if you were to pave the entire area, birds and other wildlife would still occasionally visit.
Investigators are using a giant crane and a barge to pull the jetliner from the river today. One man was injured in an early morning house fire in Wash Park.
Neighbors heard crashing sounds. The neighbor thought somebody was breaking into this guy's house. So he looked out the window and he saw the fire.
Joe Hart with Denver Fire says the man was found lying on the floor in the house. Firefighters and paramedics performed CPR. His condition is not known. The house was destroyed. Expand in Colorado, create 500 jobs, and get a check from the state for more than $1 million. Charles Schwab plans to create those 500 jobs with an average salary of $75,000. Economic Development Chief Don Elliman.
It could hit 7 figures. But the first number of those 7 figures is likely to be a low one.
Element says incentive money comes from gaming revenues. And Denver City Parks may be a bit less green this summer as the city looks for places to save money. One part of the plan is to cut back on the amount of fertilizer used in the parks. The city will also take 16 police officers off the streets and move them to DIA, which it normally staffs with overtime pay. Officers. Sports, Nuggets beat Phoenix in overtime, 119-113. Avs go down to St. Louis. They'll host Edmonton tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25, really bogged down after Parker Road past DTC. Speeds are dipping into the teens in that stretch. Some of the eastbound routes, they're not also going to be getting slammed by the sun, like westbound 36, Wadsworth to Pecos, C-470 between Broadway and Quebec, as well as southbound I-25 as you're coming past DU. Blair just kind of pops up. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Montezuma Bowl is now open at Arapaho Basin. Enjoy the new groomed run, chutes, and glades. If you don't have a pass, get a bonus pass for just $379 and ski A-Basin, Keystone, and Breckenridge. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out arapahobasin.com.
Sure, you can incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings on most products, enter BRILLIANT in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny, high today, 56. Jay Marvin along with you, David Sirota, the world's smartest man. Now we'll introduce into the conversation the one and only Christy Harvey, broadcasting to us, coming to us from the great north. It's so far north that we can't keep track of it. Yeah, it's Anchorage, Alaska.
Christy, can you see Russia right now?
Yeah, we'll ask her. Christy, can you see Russia?
Can you see it right out your window?
I can see Russia, yes.
Are you drinking vodka?
And
it's
eating
a little early for that. It's only 6 a.m.
And eating salmon?
Well, that'll be this weekend. But, no, I am buying my OxyContin these days from Levi Johnston's mother. So yeah, we're all good.
You missing the sun yet?
I am, although the days are getting longer. But it was a little rough there for a few days in January when, you know, you had the sun for about 5 minutes. But the weird thing is this week, all of the schools and the roads and the businesses and government offices are closed up here because it got too warm.
That's a bummer.
Wait, what do you mean it got too warm?
Well, it turns out, you know, we had 20, 22 days of temperatures that never broke negative numbers, you know, never broke into positive numbers. And then all of a sudden, 2 days ago, bam, we were at 32 degrees. Yesterday, we were at 50 degrees. And everything melted and then refroze into this hard, shiny 5-inch layer of ice. And so basically the entire city of Anchorage is like someone just ran a Zamboni over it. It's crazy. My favorite thing to do is sit in the coffee shop and watch cars accidentally do donuts on the highway. Kind of mean, but it's interesting.
You need to come home.
No, man. You should enjoy it. Stay there. Learn about it. When I lived in Montana, we didn't get nearly the eternal darkness that Alaska gets. But it definitely was, you woke up and the sun really wasn't up until about 10.
Oh, geez.
And then it went down at like, I don't know, it really started sunsetting at like 3 p.m.
Yeah,
and even that drove me crazy.
Oh, it really does. But I forgot you lived in Montana. You should have warned me about the inside of your nose breathing when it gets really cold.
Yeah, that's bad.
I think that was the thing that I've struggled with the most. You know, I can deal with no sun. I can deal with being away from friends and family. But A, learning that I have nose hair, and B, that it freezes and is very uncomfortable with shock.
Well, think about this. It was 30, I think like 30 below in Chicago last night.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's wind chill factor, too. I've been there when it's been 83 below zero.
Right.
Christy, have you traveled from there yet? Meaning, like, gone places from Alaska? You know,
not yet.
Planes and all that stuff?
No, I got here in October, and this has been their coldest winter in years and years and years.
Of course it has, because you just got there.
Exactly.
Global warming.
Like,
no,
Murphy's Law.
It's a global warming effect because, you know, there's a newscaster here that drives me nuts who every time we have another, you know, negative 19 day, negative 23 day says, well, there's your global warming for you. Ha ha. Guess that doesn't exist. And I'm like, okay, news lady, like, cut the commentary. And B, I thought you're supposed to be a meteorologist.
Oh, yeah.
Global warming.
Yeah. In the media.
Extreme weather shift.
Yeah. In the media today. All right. Let's get into some stuff here. And, did you see Bush's swan song?
Oh, man.
Pieces of it.
Oh, it was, I sat there and laughed and cried. It was better than Cats. It was really insane. It was as if he were trying to perform some weird Jedi mind trick. There are no droids here. But he didn't know how to do it, so you were just left going, yeah, I see the droids. You know, what are you talking about? It was bizarre.
Do you know, it made me think of it. It made me think that he is somehow, it's like really strange. Yeah, I just saw the movie. I'm going to make a really bad metaphorical comparison, but I saw the movie, what's the movie about with Brad Pitt where he gets younger?
Benjamin Button.
Right, okay. It reminded me of like, remember George Bush in 2000 was like, I'm like Mr. Bring Everybody Together, and I'm like not really conservative guy. I'm a passionate conservative. Yeah, but I'm like moderate, guy you want to have a beer with, reasonable, you know, maybe not all that bright. But
please ignore the fact that I'm an alcoholic and cannot drink.
Yeah, and like, kind of reasonable.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. What he's doing now is like, he's sort of like reverted, he's not reasonable now, but it's like he's almost pretending like the interim 8 years haven't happened.
absolutely.
Right. He's like, I'm just reasonable guy. You know, I'm like a regular. I've been trying to help with the transition. Like I, you know, my last 8 years have been, you know, I've just done what I sort of thought needed to be done. I've just been reasonable. It's like he's Benjamin Button. He's like reverted back to, you know, like a child.
Oh, and especially when he was saying, you know, the one big thing to remember is after 9/11, we can't become insulated, we can't become insular, we must, you know, reach out to other nations. I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. I was asking this between 6 and 6:30 this morning. Okay, he's either a sociopath or he's lying and knows it. And the reason I say sociopath is, come on. Do you think that he stands up there and believes that stuff?
I cast my vote for sociopath.
There was one line that I think, Jay, you could do a five-hour show on this one line. But he started off and said, for 8 years, we have strived, which is not a word, but we have strived to expand opportunity and hope. Okay, and so he goes through his laundry list of all of his huge victories from his presidency. Students are meeting higher standards in public schools. So if you believe that, you've got to forget about how No Child Left Behind was a complete funding disaster and all of these schools are now struggling. The addicted and suffering are finding new hope through faith-based programs.
Which David Kuo, or whatever his name is, blew the whistle on that one.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, David Kwan. Kwan is his name, I think.
America's air, water, and lands are measurably cleaner.
Yeah, that one got me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, the guy's a sociopath.
When I heard that, I thought, okay, you know what he did? He rolled a fatty before he got out there. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, but I think it's actually like, you know, I think we have to remember. I think it's like you get in the bubble, right? You only have yes people around you for 8 years. And
you can't be. There is no bubble with walls that thick, though. You've got it. I think there is.
I mean, I think like. We were just before you were on. We were talking about how you know a couple senators who had campaigned against the bailout now voted for the bailout, and I think a lot of it has to do with like you know the sort of pressure power bubble in Washington is so immense and powerful that it can sort of people who say or do things that are so contrary to what they've said or done in the past. The brilliance of the power structure in Washington is that it makes those people feel like they're not betraying anything, right? It's not like people who cast a vote like that think in their mind in a lot of ways that I'm betraying it. It's like they've been convinced because there's so much propaganda and pressure there to do that. And so I think it's the same. I think it's like 900 times as powerful in the White House, right? That a president is so surrounded and insulated. With security around them, and you know, mm-hmm. that somebody like George Bush can stand up after 8 years of doing what he's done and make these statements that are so utterly absurd, and in his own mind,
no.
being in the bubble, think that it's completely consistent.
No, I disagree. I disagree. I think he was backstage smoking hashish.
Well, it just feels, and this, I tell me if you agree with this. It feels as if he had a speechwriter go back. To 2000, and
yes.
they told me some speeches about what I was going to do,
yes,
and
yes.
change the words "I will" to "I did." Don't worry about any newspaper clippings or you know proving backing anything up. Just go through and say what I was going to do, say what I did, and hopefully 35 years from now, people will just remember the speeches because they're in the presidential archive and there's lots of room because we don't have the emails.
That's another thing.
Backing everything up, they'll just have these words, and hopefully someone will buy it.
And you know what's really what to me is actually tragic about this. And call me. I mean, I saw Oliver Stone's movie W, and I thought W is a very sympathetic, not sympathetic. That's not the right word. It makes you feel bad for the guy, and I don't feel bad for George Bush. I really don't. But after watching that movie, seeing what he did yesterday, and this always sticks out in my mind. I think it was 2003. Remember?
I can't believe he's become a Bush apologist.
It's pathetic. I know. He gets caught on tape, or was it Paul O'Neill? Maybe he got caught on tape, or Paul O'Neill said that when they were discussing the second Bush tax cuts, that Bush said on a conference call, wait a minute, This is after the first tax cut. Bush says on the conference,
right,
wait a minute. Haven't we already given lots of money to rich people? Like, in other words, there's this little synapse fired in the guy's brain, right? That was like, wait. I think I remember campaigning
That was Paul O'Neill who wrote that in his book, wasn't it?
But what I'm saying is he's quoting Bush.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So he's quoting Bush saying, wait a minute, haven't we already given money to rich people? And to me, that signaled that a synapse fired in the guy's brain that was like, wait a minute, didn't I... that, like, the trajectory I'm going on is not a good idea. And then, of course, there's the cacophony, at least the way O'Neill tells it. There's a cacophony of, like, no, but we're not really giving money to rich people by cutting people's dividend stock tax, which is a joke. Of course they're giving money to rich people. The point is that, like, you get the sense that, like, somewhere deep inside this guy, he's got, like, he had this idea of what he wanted. He wanted to do a lot better. And, like...
You know what? I am actually going to agree with you on this one because I think it's interesting to compare his farewell tour, this speech he gave last night and his press conference from the other day, with the never-ending, last encore ever, ongoing Dick Cheney farewell tour with all of these weird little interviews he's giving.
Yes.
And when you watch the Dick Cheney ones, they are insidious.
Yeah, they're like,
they
he's like defiantly angry.
Specific.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Specifically trying to twist history, and he's specifically trying to make you believe something that's not true.
Right. Yeah, Bush is more like he's almost implicitly without.
Guys.
Yeah, he's almost like implicitly without saying it. He's implicitly like, yeah, I blew it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, shucks, I'm just an everyday guy, and I'm living in unreality, and I still believe he was backstage chasing the dragon with opium. Now, are you sticking around, or do you have to leave, Christy?
I have to. I can stick around.
Right. Stick around.
I was thinking. Sorry. It's early.
The sun's not up. It's negative 100 degrees out there.
John says he wants to vacation there. Don't you, John?
You know what? It's great. I actually love it here. I think it's very cool.
I want to play golf at midnight.
Hey.
Well, you can do that.
I know.
Come do it. We're going to midnight baseball in June. Come to the golf course nearby.
I know. Wouldn't that be sweet? Team off at midnight.
Okay.
Guess how many times in Anchorage it got above 70 degrees last summer? Twice. So if you hate the hot temperatures, this is kind of a place to be.
I don't mind the cold.
Yeah.
Your nose hasn't frozen yet.
Yeah. I don't think you're selling it. I think you're trying, but I don't think you're like the administration. I don't think you're selling it. All right, hang on a second. And we'll get back to Christy Harvey.
I hear there's some good pubs in Anchorage, too.
Yeah, you're always interested in that. And David Sirota. And John Turk here on AM 760, Progressive Talk at 820, 20 minutes after 8.
Seeing some heavy volume still around the city, particularly on southbound 25, first at 120th again, once you get closer to the downtown corridor. Also extremely busy coming eastbound on 6th Avenue from Sheridan all the way past Federal. Maybe some sun glare affecting folks there. Also on the eastbound trips on C-470 and 270. Also seeing a lot of traffic on the elevated deck of I-70 for westbounders. Going to see stop-and-go jams from 76 all the way past Kipling. That's actually not the elevated deck. That's out to the west end of I-70. Just one surface street crash out there, 44th and Kipling. Your forecast, sunny but maybe a bit brief.
OfficeMax believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Zuma J's Surfboards.
Zuma J's.
Hi, I'm calling from OfficeMax, and we want to give you your own national radio commercial right now.
Okay, that's terrific, but I've got a whole store full of customers that want to buy stuff.
Well, you are on the radio right now. Can you just tell us in 30 seconds why you think Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu?
The Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu because it carries hardcore goods for hardcore surfers. No skateboards, no snowboards. Rip, shred, and tear. Zuma J shreds L.A. Buy a board. Don't delay.
Great. Awesome. Okay, so what if I want to buy a skim board?
Skim boards, we got them.
Small businesses, join the Max Perks Rewards Program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
At Sam's Club, we believe in stretching your dollar further. As a member, you can count on us to provide outstanding values on name brands like Bounty, Tide, and Crest.
Hear, hear.
Last year, our members saved as much as 34% on select laundry, cleaning, and personal care items. Why not begin saving today? Join Sam's Club January 15th through 21st. New members receive a $25 gift card to get their shopping started. For details, visit samsclub.com/savings.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
60 Progressive Talk. Sunny today and a high of 56, an all-star cast. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. And David Sirota, the world's smartest man. Jay Marvin. Well, I don't have anything to say about myself. You know. Okay, the only talk show host whose lunch is not fully unpacked. All right, so let's go back to Bush. Christy, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to Bush for a second. He makes all these statements, which are just, they're false. So,
I mean, that's not a shock.
No, but here is the thing. I want to take a final vote on this deal. Does he believe what he's saying, or does he know that he's lying with a straight face? Christy.
Believes it. I really think that he, maybe there's some part of him that knows that it's not true, but he wants to believe it so badly. He wants to be a real boy so much, and he believes so hard that, you know, and there's so many people saying, if that's what you want to believe, that's the truth, Mr. President, that I think that he buys into it.
David?
And I only say this because I do have a lot of Republican friends, and many of them still buy into this stuff as well. So I've seen it in action and up close and personal. It's a scary thing.
I 100% agree. I think he believes it. I think he really does believe it. I think he's a guy that the only way, I'll put it this way. The only way that this guy has been able to get where he's gotten is, well, other than having a last name and an entire, you know, being the ultimate son of privilege, is psychologically, the only way he's gotten to where he's gotten is to have a mind that forces himself to believe things, you know, believe untruths, if you will, despite evidence against those untruths. Like, you know, I mean, the idea, this guy was totally unqualified to be governor of Texas. He had to come up with some beliefs. I mean, really, totally unqualified, right? I mean, he's has done nothing in his life before that. His dad helped him buy a baseball
team. Right, exactly.
Public
yeah.
market, right? To even run for that office and think you're qualified for it, you have to make your mind believe things that are simply absurd, right? So I think that, like, knowing that, you have to believe that what he's saying now, he actually believes it, because he's had to fool himself for so long.
Who was the character from Alice in Wonderland? Wasn't it the Red Queen who made herself believe three impossible things every day before breakfast?
Yes.
It's like that.
That's exactly like that. That's exactly right.
My question, though, is why are people still buying into this? There was this Rasmussen did a poll. I always say that incorrectly. Rasmussen did a poll this week. And
Rasputin.
Right.
57% of Americans say that President Bush was one of the top five worst presidents in all of history. All of history. That's 57%. But there were 6% who said he was one of the five best.
Well, because
are these people?
Because they're the people who are watching Fox and listening to right-wing talk radio, and they're living on another planet.
Actually,
they're in another world.
I think the people who think that, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. Okay. No, really. I really think that the people who think that are sort of like the hardcore Arab haters, almost the racists. Meaning, like, if you really hate Arabs.
Okay, I buy that.
Right? Like, and all you want to see is the American military, you know.
Nuke them.
Then George Bush is your guy. Right? I mean, he, you know, and not even Arabs, you know, Muslims. Right? I mean, he went into Afghanistan. He went into Iraq. Didn't listen to anybody. And if that's your top number one issue is, like, you know, dropping carpet bombs on dark people, George Bush is your guy.
And yet, strikingly, President Bush forgot to mention all of that stuff in his goodbye tour last night.
Well, he didn't say anything about Osama bin Laden either.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? I mean, nothing about him. So he's just kind of like, you know, and then nothing about him. All right, Christy, I understand you got other stuff to do. People can read your writing at MikeCheck.org or go to
MikeCheckRadio.org. MikeCheck.org is still porn, remember. We're still fighting that one.
Oh, okay, well.
It could be an exciting journey to get to your news
That's a Bush front. MikeCheckRadio.org or AmericanProgress.org. Enjoy the sunshine and get a deep tan, will you?
I people up here tan a lot in tanning beds. I haven't made that step yet.
Do you have the special lamp? I would need that. The SMD lamp, seasonal mood disorder.
I'm getting one of those next season. I haven't broken down and gotten one yet because they're very expensive.
I'm just going to say this to both of you. If I had to live in that environment, I wouldn't show up for work one day and you'd find my colossus body hanging from a rope across a cross beam in the garage.
No way. It's beautiful
up here. Either that or I would get my head stuck in the oven.
And you know what? This weekend is the Great Alaska Beer and Barley Wine Festival.
Oh, whoa, look out. There's going to be some wild people.
I'm heading out right now, Chrissy.
John just left the studio for the airport.
We told them when we were going, and they said, you know, for whatever you pay, $20, you get drink tickets. And we thought that he said three. And we said, well, that's, you know, not bad. And it's for charity. And we said, so you get the three drink tickets then. And he said, no, you get 30.
Oh, look.
Oh, my God.
Excellent.
So hopefully I'll be sober by next Friday, but think of me fondly, boys.
We will. And we appreciate you being on the show. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Never a dull moment with her.
She's great.
Never a dull moment up there in Alaska. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll continue here with the world's smartest man and me. 8:30. Who am I? I'm Jay Marvin. 8:30. 30 minutes after the hour, and John Turk rolls out traffic.
Jay, traffic is still busy around the Denver freeway system. Stop-and-go jam southbound 25 up in North Glen, loosening a little bit. Going to start seeing it around 104th down to 84th. Same deal as you get around 58th Avenue, closer to I-70. Also, it's a little unusual, speeds in the teens and 20s, westbound I-70 from 76 out to Kipling as you're moving across Wheat Ridge. Also, stop-and-go in Aurora, southbound 225 from Parker Road onto I-25. Just one crash out there, 44th and Kipling. Actually, this one just coming down to a rollover at Glenwood Plaza Boulevard and Syracuse. That's there in Greenwood Village. Your forecast, sunny and mild with a high of 57. Tomorrow the same with highs in the mid-50s. And on Sunday, check this out, we could get up to 60. Current downtown temperature, 37 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers want to help you take care of the vehicle that takes care of you.
This is Barry at Auto Wash. Call me Wacky because we're doing Wacky Wednesdays. Exterior washes with free vacuums for just $3 at our Riverboat and Arapahoe stores, and $3 off full-service washes at our South Havana store. Holiday weeks are excluded. The Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat on Hamden is just east of I-25 at Poplar, and the Havana store is at Islip in South Havana. Folks, love your car with washing and detailing. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
Share America is a nonprofit program for everyone. Save up to 50% on your food purchases. By participating in Food Share America, you not only help others, but you save money and eat better. Each month, you can purchase as much or as little as you like off Food Share America's menus. For more information, contact Food Share America at 800-933-7427 or visit foodshareamerica.com.
From around the house with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
My family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents?
Appliances, electronics, and computers you really want, and leave your money at home. Only with Rent-A-Center's free until February 7th event. It's brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no credit needed, and no money down. So forget your wallet and forget your purse. But don't forget, it's free until February 7th. Only at Rent-A-Center. We make it easy to make it your own. This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 7, 2009. Excludes TVs 37 inches or larger. See store for details.
For discounts and coupons, visit usairportparking.com. Tower Road, just north of Peña Boulevard.
The big phone and cable companies have been trying to snuff us out for some time, but instead we just keep getting stronger at Liberty Bell Telecom. Why? Because anything they can do, I can do cheaper and better. For example, the bundled telephone, TV, and internet service. We got them beat. With the new Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell. Keep your own phone number. Get real phone service, not over the internet, plus Dish Network and high-speed internet. We're talking about all the popular calling features, including voicemail and 100 channels of digital TV. Sorry, current Dish Network subscribers are not eligible. As you know, the big guys are quite aggravated with our perseverance, and they've warned me not to use their names in my ads, so all I can say is request the Better Bundle, the Freedom Bundle, and come cast your vote for Liberty Bell. Better and cheaper. 303-BUNDLES, 303-286-3537, or on the net at 303bundles.com.
The real estate market is in the tank. Foreclosures are everywhere, and the government is bailing out banks and homeowners. At the same time, savvy investors are quietly buying up properties and getting wealthy. Hi, this is William Bronchick, best-selling real estate author and host of the Real Estate Expert Show. Join me January 24th and 25th for an exciting new seminar, 25 Ways to Make a Fortune in Real Estate in the Middle of a Trillion-Dollar Bailout. Admission is free to the first five callers. To reserve your seat to this exciting event, call 1-888-58-REAL-ESTATE. Again, the number is 1-888-58-REAL-ESTATE.
The hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Martin, the world's smartest man, David Sirota. Sunny today. High of 56 coming up at 9:30. We're going to have a new segment here on the show, which is CD reviews from Steve Knopper, whose latest book is called Appetite for Destruction, the Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. You know what? In the digital age is off politics here for a second. The digital age is like eating up everything. It's overwhelming, isn't it? I love it.
I mean, it's,
I love it. Let's Twitter.
I think it's great. I think, I'm worried about the state of journalism. I mean, I'm worried about the state of journalism for a lot of reasons, but I'm definitely worried about how journalism will be funded in a totally digital age. I mean, that's really a disturbing problem.
There's an article in this month's Atlantic Magazine about the New York Times possibly disappearing.
I don't buy that. I just don't buy it. I think that what the first to go will be local newspapers, which is very bad.
Oh, I agree. Well, today's supposed to be D-Day for the Rocky.
Well, today's D-Day for the Rocky. The Minneapolis Star Tribune today filed for bankruptcy. 2 days ago, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer put itself up for sale. And some people are talking about how Seattle may become the first city without a major newspaper. The reason this is bad, and not to sound like a broken record here, but we have a really good example of why this would be bad today. We've been talking about Udall voting, you know, campaigning against the bailout and then voting for it once he's safely elected.
Right, exactly.
If you don't have local journalism reporting that to people,
they don't hear about it. They don't get it.
People don't hear about it. The electorate becomes less informed inherently. And what that dynamic creates is an even more powerful insulation of incumbency, right? Incumbents in office become more powerful the less powerful journalism is to simply inform the public about what they're doing.
My feeling on this is, and we were talking about this a couple of mornings ago, my feeling on this is you cannot operate a newspaper or anything else unless you have good content. And most newspapers these days are now running reprints from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune. And what would happen if you had a newspaper like the Rocky Mountain News that said, well, we have nothing to lose, so what we're going to do is we're going to make the newspaper really Colorado and really Denver-centric.
Yes.
We're going to have a national section, but we're going to do a lot of stuff about the things that affect people who live here.
Yes.
Would they be able to draw enough people to keep it alive? I believe they would.
I think they would, too, and I think it's the only model. I mean, I really think it's the only model. If you effectively become a branch of a national newspaper,
you're dead.
Then people are just going to go buy the national newspaper. I mean, that's really, and that's the quandary that I think the local journalism is in. So when you ask, am I psyched about the digital age? There's a lot of reasons why I'm psyched about the digital age. The issue is that newspapers and journalism is going to have to find a way to make money in it.
Well, that's the magic thing about how to monetize it.
How do you monetize it? And that's a really big deal.
But how does Salon stay alive? Slate's underwritten by Microsoft, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but how does Salon, for instance, Salon.com, which I think is a fabulous...
It is a great site.
Okay, how do they stay alive?
Well, I think they have low overhead. They rely... I think I'm not speaking out of term when I say they rely primarily on freelancers, which is fine, but the issue is that to do daily journalism in a major metro area, you know, requires a lot of money. Right? I mean, it requires a lot of money to hire somebody to listen to the police band radio and then essentially cover crime in a city. I mean, that requires a huge amount of investment.
Or to do the legwork to examine and pin down Mark Udall with his contradictory phony vote here
on
the bailout.
That takes time, money, investigation. You know, and so I actually think that magazines and online magazines like Salon will be okay. What I'm worried about is that first level of journalism. Journalism to me is like a pyramid, right? That the first level, the raw information, what happened, you know, who voted what way, who was murdered, who, local city council voted.
Who, when, and why.
Right, exactly. That's local journalism. And then that filters up. The rest of journalism, I think, is based on that, right? Like, then later on you might get a magazine article that puts together a bunch of different reporting and does some new reporting to create a more larger analysis. And then above that, you get sort of the national television media, which reports on all of that. And I don't mean to say that it's, you know, above a higher level.
No, but that's how it works.
That's how it works.
Building blocks.
So if you wipe out that first building block, the just the initial transcription of the basic facts, oh, the rest of the structure comes down like a house of cards. So I think the Denver Post need, I mean, I'm sure the Denver Post, I know that they are. They're struggling with what to do, just like every other paper
well,
is struggling with what to do.
Trouble is, though, these people in the traditional media, they keep cutting back and cutting back and cutting back and thinking that, you know, and lopping off heads and thinking that that's the way to grow listenership or readership, and it's not.
Well, I also think that what the other model it's going to be is that my guess is that newspapers, to stay alive, will start taking content off the web. They have got, and I don't necessarily disagree with that idea. There is something to be said for if you want to make people, you've got to create a product that people are willing to pay for because they need it, they feel like they need it. So whether it's taking it off the web, and if the Denver, you know, if a publication is so good, I've subscribed to some publications that are so good that I value so much
yeah.
that I'm willing to pay for it.
I do too. I get three or four blogs on my Kindle.
Right, exactly.
That I subscribe to.
You're willing to pay that fee.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so in some ways, newspapers and journalism has to become more confident in its content. In some ways, what journalism is really saying, by having this quandary is out there, they're saying we're not confident that people would actually pay for our content. I mean, as a news consumer...
But you know something? I asked somebody in the newspaper business who's very high up, and I said to them, why don't you and the rest of the major newspapers in this country get together and lock out the free content, and you, in order to get it, like in other words, you can see a preview of what's there, but you can't get the meat of the story without subscribing to it. And he told me, in essence, it won't work.
I think that's one of the models. I think what we may see is, and I'm not sure, there might be a collusion issue, you know, if a legal issue, but what you may see are the top 100 papers, or you may see a system where, as a user, you have to pay, let's say, $50 a year, and you will get access to the top, to any paper that agrees to be part of a consortium. Meaning that the paper can be independent, but it can say, look, to have access to our website, you have to have, you know, let's call it the news pass. And that news pass is because there's so many papers involved in it, can be affordable to a consumer, and can get a consumer access to, like, I think that's part of the model. The question is, you know, when is that going to happen? And I hope it happens. I hope a model to monetize this stuff happens before too many of these newspapers go out of business.
Well, I think we all hope that. 8:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, the world's smartest man, David Sirota. I think we all hope that. I mean, those of us that are in traditional media, we're being swallowed alive by technology. But then part of it is our own fault because we don't have content. We're not content providers.
That's the issue. Look, I live it every day. I'm employed essentially as a freelance journalist. And so it's gotten, like it has for everybody else in every other part of the economy, it's gotten tougher and tougher and tougher. And, you know, it's pretty bad, but I keep harping on this. If there is no local journalism, people won't know, for instance, that their elected senator, who they just elected a couple weeks ago,
who basically betrayed them,
right, campaigned against the bailout, now voted for the bailout. People will not know that. And I would say that when the government's going to spend $350 billion, that is a basic piece of information that the people of Colorado need to know. And I think, by the way, that speaks to what's going to your show and to this station, which is that you're part of the information system that this state and this city needs. If we weren't, I mean, I'm not trying to say that we're so awesome or whatever, but I read the paper this morning. I listened to some different stations on the way in. Nobody's been talking about this really, really basic vote that was cast for $350 billion from our senator. So I would like to think that when you and I are talking about this and telling people about Mark Udall's vote yesterday and telling them to call his office and let them know that they're not happy about it, that that's a basic public service about what our elected officials are doing in our name. Do you have it? We should tell people there his number again.
Yeah, if you want to call Mark Udall about his vote on the bank bailout, in which he said he didn't favor on the campaign trail and now has turned around as a senator and voted for it, his number is 303-820-2008. That's his Denver office, 303-820-2008. And his D.C. Senate office is 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941, or email him at mark_udall@markudall.senate.gov. And this guy has really, really, well, he's basically flat out lied to us.
It's not basically. He has flat out lied.
But he's lied. He said he was against the bailout.
Conceptually. Not because it was George Bush's bailout. He's against the bailout because it didn't include oversight measures and transparency.
Right, no strings.
And then he comes to Washington and he votes for the exact same bailout that he was campaigning against. And, you know, this is par for the course with politicians, right? When it comes election time, they say, well, I'm with the folks. I'm with the people. You know, because the people, the polls show them, vast majority of Americans oppose this bailout. They say, I'm with the people, I'm against this. When they got nothing to lose and they need voters' support, they'll say that they're with the voters. And then safely insulated in Washington, D.C.,
they will vote
with money.
Yeah, then they'll vote with money. And that's exactly what Mark Udall has done. 303-820-2008 to call his Denver office. 202-224-5941. That's area code 202-224-5941. To call his D.C. Senate office or email him at mark_udall@markudall.senate.gov. Take 5 minutes to do this. Let him know that you are unhappy with his hypocritical behavior and a vote that he shouldn't have made, because the vote basically betrays you and me and the country.
It does. When a politician says one thing on the campaign trail and then does exactly the opposite, and remember, it's only weeks later. Right, we talked about this. It's not just a couple of years where things have changed. Weeks later, nothing has changed. When that happens, it says to us that they think we are a joke.
Yeah, that the body is still warm. Speaking of warm bodies, 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, here's John Turk.
Jay, got a new crash in Aurora, northbound I-225 at Iliff. Several cars involved in this one, so it's going to be tough going around Aurora now. Southbound side also stop and go from Parker Road onto I-25. Got another crash out there don't know if it's a stall or crash, but something going on westbound I-70 around Kipling. Really heavy traffic all the way back past I-76. Also got a rollover just off the highway there at 44th and Kipling. One more surface street crash, 32nd and Chambers to the north of us, and near the Tech Center. Got a rollover crash, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard in Syracuse. That's just north of Orchard there on Syracuse. Your forecast, sunny but maybe a bit breezy, especially in the foothills. High's going to reach the mid-50s. Right now, 38 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Montezuma Bowl is now open at Arapahoe Basin. Enjoy the new groomed run, chutes, and glades. If you don't have a pass, get a bonus pass.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Food Share America is a nonprofit program for everyone. Save up to 50% on your food purchases. By participating in Food Share America, you not only help others, but you save money and eat better. Each month, you can purchase as much or as little as you like off Food Share America's menus. For more information, contact Food Share America at 800-933-7427 or visit foodshareamerica.com.
tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents two concerts for the whole family on Sunday, January 18th at 2 or 3:30 p.m. at Monarch High School in Louisville. Schnoodle, a friendly alien from the planet Schnark, will join us to learn about the orchestra and explore the variety of musical styles an orchestra can perform. Tickets are $10 general admission. For information and tickets, call the Boulder Philharmonic box office at 303-449-1343 extension 2 or visit boulderphil.org.
Our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Now you can get the furniture, appliances, electronics, and computers you really want and leave your money at home. Only with Rent-A-Center's free until February 7th event. It's brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no credit needed, and no money down. So forget your wallet and forget your purse. But don't forget, it's free until February 7th. Only at Rent-A-Center. We make it easy to make it your own. This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 7, 2009. Excludes TVs 37 inches or larger. See store for details.
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cart. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must. No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
Till 8, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Sure, you can incorporate a business. Make a will. File a trademark on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings on most products, enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Hey, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 56, or as we used to say in country radio, 855. David Serrano with us, the world's smartest man. And let's go to this call because it'd be interesting. Here's Rick in Greeley, who says Udall finally saw the light. Rick, go ahead, man. You're on AM 760. Your shot. Rick? Rick once, Rick twice. Well, maybe Rick saw the light.
Yeah, I don't think Udall saw the light. I think Udall saw the money.
Yeah, I think you're right. Here's Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey. Morning, Dave.
Hey there.
Hey, I just tried to call Udall's office, and the voicemail box in the Denver office is full. The line in Washington is busy, and I emailed him to let him know about my displeasure.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with the whole government.
I mean,
I'm afraid things are not going to get better. Money's too involved in our government.
I completely agree. I'm trying to do the math here. There's 300 million Americans, right? So $300 billion, let's just say it was 350. $300 billion is what? That's $100 a person?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, everybody in the United States now, there's only like 100 million or 150 million taxpayers because there's a lot of children, right? So,
right.
So we just watch. I'm trying to remind people of the gravity of this vote. We just watched the United States Senate say that everybody in America, every man, woman, and child, should take $100 out of your wallet
and
give it to Wall Street. It is. I mean, when you think of it in those terms, especially, by the way, at tax time, because tax time's coming, right?
Yep.
You just watched the United States Senate say, everybody take $100 out of your wallet, and if you're a family, let's say you're a family of four, the family of four write a check for $400 to Citigroup, Bank of America,
right.
Manhattan millionaires. I mean, it is. And what's amazing to me is that this passes. It's not really front page news.
You know, and right? why did he do this? Why did Mark Udall get on the campaign trail and say he was against this and then turn around and vote for it?
Well, we know why he did it.
Simple. Because of money.
Get elected.
But exactly. This is what I'm saying. Exactly. Why did he do it? Because most of the public was against it. And the one time that an elected official has to really face the public is when their job is on the line.
And I'll tell you something. That campaign was very well stagecrafted. I know that because I know from the inside of it. It was very, very well stagecrafted. Tom, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Yeah, that was very, very well stagecrafted. All right, Rick is back, but we've only got 90 seconds. But we'll hold him over. Rick, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happened, but I'm on a cell phone, and maybe I accidentally touched a button that got me off the line for a minute. So what I was saying is that I voted in favor of candidate Udall, despite the fact that he was opposing the bailout, and so I'm really not concerned if he was part of the argument and discussion on what happened in the Senate yesterday and helped influence another direction, another emphasis for the use of that money. If the actual use of that money is going to help people stay in their homes and
but it's not
an impact on the economy.
But it's not. It's not going to do that. And let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you approve of somebody who lies to you?
Well, no, I don't approve of anyone.
Well, that's what he did. He lied.
Well, the way that I would look at that is that on the basis of the information that he had available to him at the time he cast his vote.
Oh, come on.
All right, you can't be serious.
We got a break. Hang on, Rick, if you can. Hang on. We'll pick up with this on the other side.
Solis Marriage.
TGIV. Thank God it's Viernes. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, we will check in with the guys from the Lowdown and begin our inauguration countdown.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Now it's up to federal investigators to nail down why a U.S. Airways jet was forced to ditch in the Hudson River yesterday. The first order of business, says WCBS reporter Peter Haskell, is getting the Airbus A320 out of the water near the tip of Manhattan.
You've got this very heavy airplane. It's filled with water. It gets even heavier. You've got a crane that's trying to lift it up onto a barge, and whether it just comes apart is something they're likely assessing right now.
All 155 people aboard Flight 1549 survived when veteran pilot Chelsea Sullenberger made an extremely tricky landing off the river in Manhattan, off the Manhattan yesterday. He lives in Danville, California, where his friends are both proud and also in awe.
Many who live in this quiet neighborhood are shocked that their friend was at the controls of the airliner that crashed into the Hudson River.
One of the witnesses said it was a perfect landing, almost like he was landing on a runway. So how do you do that?
Everyone here is calling Chesley Sullenberger a hero.
I'm not surprised. No, he's just an amazing, humble man that does a great job.
The Sullenberger family is known locally for its charity work. Now many here say the friend that they call Sully saved more than 150 lives. Chris Filippi, CBS News, Danville, California.
At a news conference this morning, New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg says he had a key which he will present to Sullenberger when he meets him in person. No let up in the Gaza violence as Israel drives ahead with its anti-Hamas operation.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Israeli artillery strikes continued in Gaza, and here in Ashkelon, sirens warning of rockets launched from Gaza and then impact. Nearly a dozen rockets have been fired into southern Israel today. In the West Bank, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged an end to the Israeli offensive in Gaza, but it is these Hamas rocket attacks that Israel remains determined to win.
Now, while the diplomats are working toward a ceasefire, the leader of Hamas says the group rejects Israel's terms and will continue resisting until the Israeli offensive ends. Painter Andrew Wyeth has died. His works, like Christina's World, helped define 20th century American art. University of Delaware professor Joyce Hill Stoner is a family friend who says Wyeth's paintings were widely popular.
His art really touched people, and so every time I would get my driver's license renewed or go to the doctor, there would be an Andrew Wyeth reproduction on the wall.
Andrew Wyeth was 91. George O'Dowd is going to jail, and yes, you do know him. The former frontman for Culture Club has been sentenced to 15 months behind bars after his conviction for handcuffing a male escort to the wall of his London apartment. The judge blamed O'Dowd for gratuitous violence. O'Dowd's attorney said the singer's substance abuse was behind the incident. This is CBS News.
What if we told you we'd created the perfect card for your business? A card that can give you the working capital you need, interest-free. A card that can earn you rewards to reinvest in your business. A card that's not a credit card. Well, meet the American Express Open Charge Card. To get the purchasing power millions of owners already have in their wallets, call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. American Express Open. Calling all business owners. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
My easy button is more than an easy button. It's my save so much we can stop reusing the old file folders button.
Should I file this under R for ripped or T for tattered?
A G for garbage.
It's my save so much my boss will be eternally grateful button.
Nice job, Ellen.
It's Kathy.
Now save big on everything your office needs with Staples Dollar Deals. On things like scissors, big pens, and highlighters. Staples, that was easy. Dollar pricing valid in-store only. 1-11-09 to 1-17-09 limit supply.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A man was injured and a house destroyed by an early morning fire on South Pennsylvania Street in Wash Park. Denver Fire's Joe Hart says a neighbor and a passerby tried to get into the house but couldn't.
Firefighters arrived right after that. We went through the back door, found the guy laying on the floor, and we brought him out, and they started CPR.
The man's condition is not known this morning. The pilot of that plane that landed without fatalities in New York's Hudson River has Colorado ties. Chesley Sullenberger graduated from the Air Force Academy and earned his master's degree from Northern Colorado. A big announcement that means more jobs for Colorado.
The Charles Schwab Company, a worldwide leader in financial services, will be adding 500 new employees to its existing Colorado workforce.
Governor Ritter says those Douglas County jobs will have an average salary of $75,000. Most of the jobs will deal with information technology. Today's the deadline for bid submittal of parties interested in buying the Rocky Mountain News. As another major newspaper declares bankruptcy, the Minneapolis Star Tribune has filed for Chapter 11. Denver City Parks may be a bit less green this summer. As the city looks for places to save money, one part of the plan, to cut back on the amount of fertilizer used in the parks. Denver will also cancel a police recruit class and may lease heavy vehicles instead of buying them. In sports, the Nuggets beat Phoenix in overtime, 119-113. The Avs lost to St. Louis 5-2. The Avs will host Edmonton tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Police are looking around for an accident, I-25 and Downing. There's also some leftover delays on 225. This is on the northbound side as you're coming up on Parker Road towards Mississippi. I-70 dragging on the west side near Ward Road. On the other hand, we're seeing speed start to pick up on 36-27. 6th Avenue, Surface Street crash in the cleanup stages, 44th and Kipling. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers want to help you take care of the vehicle that takes care of you. Check out this month's service and parts mailer for a complimentary 25-point inspection. Get the right service at the right price by the right people.
this morning at 10.
This entire Geithner situation?
Hey, maybe we better look at the IRS. Maybe we should change a lot of stuff in this country. House Democrats are now circling to go after the Bush personnel. Did they lie to America? Did they cheat us? Should we go down this road? We'll have interviews and comments and your phone calls. It's all coming up right here on The Ed Schultz Show.
The Ed Schultz Show, this morning at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That ain't no Etch a Sketch. This is one doodle that can't be undid, Holmes Gillett.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:07 It's after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today 56. David Cerrone with us, the world's smartest man. All right, let's go back to Rick, who agrees with the Mark Udall vote. Okay, Rick, pick it back up, man.
Hi, Jay. I'm here. Well, you know the gist of my argument. We're talking about whether Mark lied or not. I guess, you know, you and I really can't say that for sure. There's a discrepancy, obviously, between what he said on the campaign trail and his vote yesterday. But I really haven't heard his explanation for that, so I can't speak for him. But I think this would be a good public service, and the kind of thing that that you're used to doing is to contact his office and see if you can't bring him on to talk about it.
I wouldn't put him on if he were the last standing senator in the United States of America.
Well, golly,
hold on a minute. I just want to be clear. I don't understand how you say we can't say that he lied. I mean, I'm reading his statement right here. Yeah. I have said that any response to this crisis must adhere to four core principles. No blank checks for the Treasury, limits on the pay of CEOs whose companies are seeking federal assistance, help for small business and Main Street, not just big business and Wall Street, and guarantees that taxpayers are protected and will be the first in line to get their money back. Now, before this vote happened, he could have read the legislation and said that there is no new language in there restricting CEO pay.
One of his aides is claiming that there is oversight included in the bill, and that's why he voted for it.
That's not true. That is absolutely...
Yeah, he's lying again.
This bill simply releases the second package of money in the original bill. In other words, nothing has been added to the bill that passed the Senate. What they're saying is that Barack Obama, not even Barack Obama, Barack Obama's aide sent a letter to Capitol Hill saying we will more responsibly spend this money. That is not in the legislation. In other words, that does not have the force of law, right?
He's
lying.
He's lying again. Okay, how about that, Rick? Now he's lied twice.
Well, I think that the new Treasury Secretary is going to operate differently.
I agree with that. Look, I don't disagree with that, right? I don't disagree that Obama will probably administer the money in a more responsible way. But that doesn't change the fact
that Mark Udall lied.
That Udall lied, that the legislation itself hasn't changed, right? And so what this says, I mean, you know, and in some ways, it's like the cover-up's worse than the crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like trying to explain it away and say, oh, well, you know, actually, you know, the bill has changed. That's a verifiable lie. You can go on to the congressional records.
You can go read it yourself. I mean, and this is what allegedly an aide of his said to one of our listeners who got through. And if that's true, then Udall's lying twice. And I don't, you know what? I don't doubt that he would because that's, you know,
honestly, there's money in voting for it. There's really no explanation, right? I mean, what is he going to say? Right?
Right.
Because if he told the truth and said that, you know, the truth, having worked on the Hill, what I would say is that the truth is one of two things. And I think, Rick, you'd probably agree. The truth is either Udall was originally for the bailout, but didn't want to vote for it in an election because he knew the bailout was wildly unpopular, and now is expressing his real sort of principles. Or the truth is that he may have been against the bailout. I would like to believe this, that he was at one point principally against the bailout and then got to D.C. and said, you know what, it's just easier to vote with big money now that I'm in the Senate and I'm not at political risk. But there's no other explanation. I mean, there really is no other explanation because the economy hasn't changed and the bill hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed, actually, is that the Oversight Committee of the bill has issued reports saying that taxpayers are getting ripped off.
Rick?
I hear what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying. My experience is that the situations are often more complex than what they appear to be. I've been involved myself in politics and governance, not, of course, at the level that Senator Udall is involved in, but I've been on the Board of Trustees at the University of Northern Colorado. I've been chair of the Faculty Senate at the University of Northern Colorado, and I have participated in reconciliations between individuals, one of which would certainly on the surface appear to have lied.
But hold on a second. He's not appearing to be lying. He is lying because he said such and such on one date, and then when he had a chance to carry out what he sold the voters of Colorado, he turned around and did something else. That is a lie. If I tell you that I'm going to pick you up at 11 o'clock this morning and I don't show up, was I telling you the truth or wasn't I?
And can I just interject here? You know, Rick, we can go back and forth on the substance of the bailout. I mean, I can make a case to you with the oversight panel's report, et cetera, that the bailout is not good policy. But I think that's the point that Jay's making here. As a voter, if you support the bailout, that's your right, and I understand that. I think the issue here is a deeper one. How can we trust Mark Udall or any member of Congress who behaved like that, who switched their position so brazenly on any issue? In other words, you may agree. Let's say there's another bill that comes up to the Senate that you agree with Mark Udall, that you actually voted for Mark Udall because he supported that bill on the campaign trail. Well, you know what just happened with the bailout. Aren't you now worried that he might change his vote on the number one issue, whatever it is that you voted for him on?
No, not exactly. And it's because I first of all, when I cast my votes, I realize that there's nobody running with whom I'm going to agree 100%. And so that's...
Well, I agree with that, but what I'm saying is, as lots of voters say, look, I don't agree with X candidate on this issue or that issue or this issue, but my number one issue is X.
Okay.
Iraq war. You know, I'm voting for so-and-so primarily because they said, let's just use the Iraq war, just take it away from the ballot.
Yeah.
Because this candidate said that he or she's against the Iraq war and they're going to vote to end the war.
Okay.
Okay. And then that candidate goes and votes for the war.
Right.
Now, you may disagree with them on a lot of other issues, but that's your top line issue. And so now that they've done that, how can you trust them on any other issue?
Well, I understand exactly, what you're talking about, and we've certainly had an issue in recent campaigns in which one candidate or the other gets charged with changing a position. That's where we came up with the idea of flip-flopping.
But wait a minute, though. In less than 4 weeks, when you're in casting a vote, the guy went out on the campaign trail, Rick. Okay, David's right. Forget about the policy part of it, okay?
Right.
Just look at this. If somebody tells you something,
mm-hmm.
then you take them at your word. So when a
right.
candidate goes out in a statewide election and says, I stand for so-and-so, and then the body is still warm and goes
right.
and makes another vote, he lied. There's no other way to look at it. He lied. He did not tell you the truth. He could have easily told you the truth, but he did not tell you the truth. He lied.
And
his actions speak louder than his words.
And I want to also add that Jay made the right point about this about Obama. I have a lot of problems with Obama pushing the second half of the bailout, right?
Yeah.
But Obama didn't lie to me, right? Obama voted for the original bailout. He cast the vote. He went before the American public on a bill that the polls showed that people did not support and said, look, I'm for this bailout.
Right.
Okay, I disagree with Obama, but I'm not going to go, and I have my column is about why I think Obama has done that and how I'm disappointed in that, but I don't think it's dishonest, right? That, and when you get to the level of dishonesty, you're, you get to a character issue. Why should I trust you on anything if you're willing to sell me out so quickly on what you said you would do?
Maybe, maybe. But now, do you all remember, and I'm hazy on this, but there's a position that President-elect Obama took during the election, and then when it came time to vote in the Senate, he wound up voting contrary to...
Yes, it was on FISA. It was on the privacy issue.
All right, and so... How would that situation, for example, be different than this situation?
I'll tell you how it's different. Here's how it's different. It's not different in the It's not different in the fact that he
Obama didn't go Obama didn't go out and campaign on that either.
That's true. But what I'm saying is he definitely it's similar in that he changed his vote. What's not similar is that Obama changed his vote before people were able to cast their vote for him for president. In other words, you went into the voting booth.
Yeah, that's true.
Knowing that he had flip-flopped, and then you made your decision. What you'd all did was straddle an election. To the public before the election, I'm for this. Then after the election, where lots of people had cast their vote, I'm guessing, in part, on that stance. And then after the election... When the public is completely disempowered, he changed his vote around. I think that's a fundamental difference.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's a possibility. Now you don't.
It's not a possibility. It's the truth.
No, what I'm talking about is the explanation that you've attributed to Udall is a possibility. It could be that he was being expedient.
I'm sure that is what he's.
Yeah,
that is what, that's
of course
what I'm saying.
That's what he's doing.
Expedience is a euphemism for being deceptive.
Well, you know, let me read you just a little bit of what Udall said in a statement. The circumstances have now changed, he explained. One important circumstance that has changed, or rather will change in less than a week, is the president. President-elect Obama has committed to me that in using these funds, he will carefully reinvest in...
That's not legislative law. Mark Udall knows better. He's been around.
I'm going to read you his original statement. Legislation responding to these problems must include additional strong reform measures to prevent their recurrence. He says, legislation...
Right, he does. He's loosened.
So he lied.
Well, he's loosened that up, obviously.
Well, no, he's lied. He's lied about it. What do you mean he's loosened?
Right. Call it whatever you want. Loosened. He's loosened it. He's spun it. He's reinterpreting it. I mean, you know, this is like Orwellian doublespeak. It's
I'll tell you something kind of funny. My wife and I go round and round on stuff like this, just like the three of us are doing right now. And she says that I'm too loose in my interpretation of what's lying.
A lie is a lie. I mean, if I tell you something and you believe me, and then it turns out to be something else, I lied to you. Or if I make a statement in public and I don't acknowledge that I was wrong in making the statement, or I don't acknowledge what he's doing here is he's excusing it away by once again lying again. Now he's lied twice. So what else is he going to lie to us about? He's lied twice. He's caught twice in a lie. Because what he's saying is not what the legislation says.
That's right.
In that famous line from China.
By the way, let me interrupt you. I would have more respect for him if he said, look, I cast the vote this way. I'm going to acknowledge that this looks bad. And that people in Colorado may think I'm deceiving them. Let me explain to you why I've decided to change my position. In other words, it would be slightly more reassuring if there was an acknowledgement that people will feel misled. Instead, there's the effort to pretend like he's being consistent. Ridiculous.
He's not. He's lying. He's lying again. All right, Rick, we got to go. I appreciate the call, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I just want to say on that last point, being straight with the people and explaining in a more comprehensive way, I'm in favor of that, and I hope that he'll do it.
All right, that's fair enough. And if he does, then look, you can call me back, and I'll retract the statement about the second lie.
You guys are great. Thanks very much for this wonderful phone call.
Hey, Rick, thanks for calling us up, man.
Good debate.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Have a good weekend. All right, we're losing you after this break, aren't we?
Yeah, I got to go.
Yeah, naturally.
I was up earlier this morning.
Well, then why didn't you come in then?
What do you mean?
When you were up earlier.
I came in earlier than I usually do. You usually give me, you know, usually bust my chops.
He's usually in at 8:50 and he came in at 7:15 this morning.
Yeah. I get any credit for that?
Be here next Friday at 6 a.m.
No way, man.
All right, the world's smartest man, the one and only David Sirota, read his column in the Denver Post today on the op-ed page. And then where do they find the other one?
www.openleft.com. My blog has moved over there.
Your blog has moved over to Open Left?
Yeah.
You can't find any of this stuff at davidsirota.com?
No, you can.
Okay.
You can find links to all of it there. But,
my, aren't we getting famous? Moved over to openleft.com. They won't even let me near openleft.com. And I'll tell you something else, too. I can't get the Huffington Post to give me a shot.
Well, we'll talk offline, and I will. If you want to start writing for Open Left, let's talk.
Do I want to get fired? Let's talk about that. All right, 9:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Once again, a reminder, be at Shotgun Willie's today at noon. John Turk will be there having lunch, and he would love to meet you.
Great steaks. Taking a look at traffic, Jay. Still heavy traveling westbound on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Got this little stretch from 76 up to Kipling that's really running behind. Still had either a stall or an earlier crash there. Never really saw it on the camera, but something really slowing folks down there. Southbound 25, also still pretty full for you. From 104th down to 84th again, from around 70 past Spear. And also in the bridges area from Emerson Street up to Evans. Kind of busy there on both sides of the highway. And your forecast today, sunny and mild. The high of 57. Tomorrow the same with highs in the mid-50s.
An urgent message from Orbitz.
Hello. Do you still need to book a hotel for your winter getaway? Well, you won't believe this, but Orbitz is having a hotel sale where you save 20% on your hotel this week only. Could this be fate or just coincidence? I have no idea. Just hurry to Orbitz.com and book before this Sunday, January 18th, to save on your hotel.
Valid for travel 112 through 430, book by 118. See site for details.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center provides many athletic programs to the Denver community. One of the major purposes of these programs is to equip those who participate with the life skills that will make them successful and productive in our society. The basketball program is designed to enhance the lives of at-risk youth by teaching life skills and mental training. The curriculum for the basketball program is based on individual as well as teamwork values and is designed to provide guidance for participants who may not have had the benefit of mentoring previously. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
My family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
It's home of Colorado's legendary Colorado-style pizza. The famous Bojo's Mountain Pie is legendary for the freshest, highest quality ingredients available. And you go in there, you can build your own pie, which is really cool. You got choices of all kinds of meats and fruits and vegetables and sauces. Their Bugatti spaghetti is made only the way Bojo's can make it, piled high in its own garlic-seasoned bread bowl. And I'll tell you something else. Their sandwiches are made with authentic San Francisco sourdough French bread. And they serve a soup and salad bar with over 30 garden grapes. You know what we need to do? What we need to do is we need to have a J. Marvin lunch out there. where we'll all just get together informally. You know, we won't ask the radio station or Bojo's or anybody else. We'll just show up and have a good time. Healthy options available from gluten-free pizza to smart meal menu, which qualifies for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environmental Smart Meal Seal. Visit Bojo's.com for money-saving coupons and locations. We go to Colorado and Yale. Bojo's, we're going there tonight. Man, I hope I bump into you.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call
303-871-3200. Nice music.
What's impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning and with each new day.
Good way to work our way into a Friday.
I can feel a change in everything.
This is Jack Johnson, by the way. I got to tell you, too. We're going to have an exclusive interview coming up probably next week with Luther Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars. And guess who conducted that interview? John Turk. Yes, we wrestled him away from Shotgun Willie's and had him... when are we going to run this, John, this interview?
I'm thinking next Wednesday or Friday probably be good for it.
Yeah.
We got some shows coming up the following week here at the end of the month. They got a show in Aspen on the 28th, one in Boulder on the 29th, and then here in Denver on the 30th and 31st.
Yeah, so if you want to get tickets to that, get moving on it, and we will have Luther Johnson on, and we'll... We'll have Luther Dickinson on, and John will be talking to him about their music. And do we have any North Mississippi All-Stars? Do we do? We do. All right, we're going to play some of that coming up out of the next break. And also, too, we're going to have Steve Knopper. He's a local author who just released the book Appetite for Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. He's also a Rolling Stone contributor and editor, and he has... written several things, including this. I love this. The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting a Band. And he has a band of his own, too, by the way, called the Propane Daisies, which we're going to have in here next week. Monday we're going to have him in here. All right. What would I do without John? I have John to help me keep track of all these dates and names and things.
I just got myself a brand new calendar for this. I didn't have a black book, you know, with a calendar for about a week and a half. And I finally got one, and I'm filling it up. But, man, I felt like I was naked without one of those things.
I have a Bush calendar.
Daytimer.
I have a Bush calendar, but it runs out on the 20th.
Yeah, that's right. Those Bush calendars are great, aren't they? Isn't that going to be nice? And you throw that thing away?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's gone? Don't you love that? All right, 929. Well, actually, it's 930 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk takes on traffic.
Jay, traffic is still looking pretty good around the city so far. Starting to recover. We've made the full recovery on 25 heading into the downtown stretch. Maybe a little busy as you're coming in from North Glen and Thornton. Northbound 225 also recovering after an earlier glitch there between Parker Road and Mississippi. No accidents out there on the radar. Still working this rollover crash, cleaning it up anyway in the tech center. This is at Greenwood Plaza Boulevard in Syracuse. A pretty nasty rollover there, but really not affecting traffic. But if you are in that section of town, do expect some small delays there. Your forecast, sunny and mild, a high of 57. Tomorrow, same with The high's in the mid-50s, and on Sunday, we could get up to 60 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 44 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or...
You know, one of my favorite places to sing is my car.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
A 1962 Cadillac on a long road trip. I mean, what else are you going to do?
He's Match.com member Crooner Cool, and you can email him right now.
Baby.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557. Want to learn about solar power and saving money on your energy costs? Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, for a free seminar about how to create a solar community. Wednesday, January 21st at the Highlands Ranch East Ridge Rec Center. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs, and save more than 60% on your energy bills with Independent Power Systems' free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably and reduce your carbon footprint. This one-time event is happening on Wednesday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch East Ridge Rec Center for one night only. Let Independent Power Systems show you the way to save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/event for details. That's solarips.com/event.
Celebrate the savings on their covered parking and save time as they guide you to a space and pick you up at your car. Buses run every 5 minutes and drop you at curbside check-in. When you return, they'll drop you off right at your car. For discounts and coupons, visit usairportparking.com, and they're easy to find. U.S. Airport Parking, Tower Road, just north of Peña Boulevard.
Over the river on Horseshoe Lane, where they caused my poor heart to break.
North Mississippi All-Stars, and their brand new CD that's coming out next week. It's a live retrospective. It's 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we're going to talk to Steve Knopper. He is the author of Appetite for Self-Destruction. And this is about, we had him on. This is about the spectacular crash of the record industry in the digital age. Hey, Steve, good morning. And it's good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to have you on. And also, you write for Rolling Stone, and you have a band called the Propane Daisies, and you wrote The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting a Band.
Right. I co-wrote it, yes.
which you know, I'm not planning to start a band, but I'd be interested just to read the book.
It's pretty fun. I'll bring a copy on Monday. But, yeah, I co-wrote it with my neighbor, Mark Bleesner, who used to be the manager of Lyle Lovett and Big Head Tom and the Monsters and still handles a lot of really cool clients.
All right, let's go over some CDs. Now, one of the ones you have is a guy who I haven't kept up with in a long, long time, but I've seen him live. I know he appears here. He's been here before in Denver, and that's Robert Earl Keane, who's country, but he's kind of, I would call him Americana.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, in fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he played in Boulder last week, so this is, I guess, a timely review. But, yeah, he's been around a long time. He's an old buddy of Lyle Lovett's, is a singer-songwriter from Texas, and just has this great sort of wry way of writing songs that I really enjoy. I know you like Tom Russell and this kind of music. So
right.
It seems like kind of your thing. But this album is called Undone, a Music Fest tribute to Robert Earl Keane. It just came out this week. He's on it, but it's actually a recording of a live concert from last year, recorded in Steamboat Springs, actually, kind of oddly enough. And it's a bunch of unknown guys, a bunch of guys, Doug Moreland and Reckless Kelly is probably the best known name. Pretty interesting voices, and it's really long. It's like 2 hours of Robert Earl Keane songs covered by other people. I really like a lot of it, but I found myself throughout kind of going, this would sound a lot better if Robert Earl Keane did it. And he comes to the end, and by the time he gets there, it's great. But it's a little long. It's a little too much unknown and a little long.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a really tricky thing to have other people cover your stuff. I mean, I think that Emmylou Harris, in organizing that tribute to Graham Parsons, did a great job with that. But it's really hard. And also, Russell's got one where other people are covering his stuff. And that one comes off pretty good. But it's hard to get other people to cover your stuff when what you really want is you want the real thing.
Right. That's kind of the problem. I mean, this was a recording of a long concert, and it was clearly a loving tribute, and you get the sense of camaraderie. People tell stories about Robert, and there's some interesting stuff. I think real hardcore Robert Earl Keane fans would probably enjoy this. I think the conventional listener, you know, someone who's just getting introduced, I would go to one of the classic Robert Earl Keane albums, like A Bigger Piece of Sky or you know, some of the great stuff he did in the early 90s.
I always remember that song they did about Christmas.
Right, yes. He has this long, rambling song about Christmas that's really excellent, which does not appear here. But another one of his rambling songs called, one of his classics, Road Goes On Forever.
Yes.
That's the climax of the whole show, and it's Robert with a guitarist named Cody Kanata, I believe. It's a 12-minute version with a huge, long solo at the end, and it's pretty good.
You know, Americana is really – Americana mixed with folk is really kind of a cottage industry. And you have more of a chance to get into an intimate environment with the performers and communicate with them than you do, say, other forms of music. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that's more or less true. I mean, it's quieter, so, you know, it leads itself to being more intimate when you play live shows. But, yeah, the whole idea of folk, at least commercially lately, has kind of morphed into this whole Americana country-ish thing, and a lot of really interesting people are doing it.
Yeah, well, anyway, all right, so would you recommend people check out this Music Fest tribute to Robert Earl Keane, or should they pass on it?
You know, I would say first to get A Bigger Piece of Sky. That's Robert Earl Keane's great album from the early 90s. And then get this one, you know, and I would give, you know, grade-wise, this one's probably in the B range. You know, there's some really great tracks on it, some people with really great voices. But, yeah, it's just a bit long. It's also perhaps ripe for individual iTunes song downloading. There's a couple really interesting tracks. There's a young woman named Kathleen Braun covers I'm Coming Home, which is a good song, and she has a really good voice, so I recommend that one. But all taken as a whole two-disc unit, it's a bit much.
Okay. The next one that we're going to talk about here is, and correct me if I'm wrong, isn't this an offshoot of the Allman Brothers, the Derek Trucks Band?
Sort of. Derek Trucks is the nephew of Butch Trucks, who's in the Allman Brothers. And Derek is, he's not young that young anymore. He's in his late 20s or maybe even early 30s now. And he's sort of the hotshot guitar hero of the day. And he's an amazing, amazing guitarist. And if you like guitar heroes, if you like that sort of Stevie Ray Vaughan type stuff, you'll probably really, really like this new album a lot. It's called Already Free. He's been releasing albums for a few years, and it's good. You know, if you like a lot of guitar a lot of electric guitar in your music, you'll really like this one for sure.
And all right, well, what grade would you give this?
Again, I would say maybe the B or B minus range. I personally, I'm not a huge fan of just guitar. I do like this one better than his previous ones, in that the songs are more blues and R&B oriented. They're more compact. The last few albums he did were sort of long jams and a lot of weird Indian influences, which were cool, but kind of got a bit much for me. This one opens with a Bob Dylan song from the Basement Tapes, I believe. It's called Down in the Flood, and it sounds really great. Derek himself doesn't sing. He has another guy who's got a real soulful voice. Derek is married to a great blues singer named Susan Tedeschi, who won a Grammy not too long ago. And she sings on one of the songs, and there's some there's a really nice love song that he does called Our Love. It's got a nice mood to it. Again, kind of, I would say, sort of the cherry-picking tracks from iTunes or whatever is the way to go to the, with this one. But I do like the direction he's going in better than his last couple of albums.
See, I don't mind a lot of guitar if it's got a bluesy tinge to it. But if it doesn't have a bluesy tinge to it, then I have a tendency to get worn out by it.
Yeah, well, that's me too. Do you like it when guys play sort of 17-minute songs and just jam and jam and jam, or do you prefer more, a shorter type thing, or is it a case-by-case thing?
I don't care about how long they go. I just want it to be, how can I put this? Structured's not the right word. Interesting instead of repetitive and loud. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. I'll buy that. You might like this album then. I think that he doesn't overindulge the way you're talking about. Derek doesn't. And it's a really good guitar fans album. I guess maybe I've gone to see too many concerts or something, because when people just start going on and on and on with the solos, and they're not Jimi Hendrix and they're not Charlie Parker, there's only like a handful of people in music history
yes.
that I can really tolerate doing that. So,
well, there's not a lot of people who can pull that off.
Right.
You know what comes to mind? Okay, I'll give you an example of somebody who I don't mind them doing a long solo. Buddy Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. He's
okay.
one of my heroes. Yeah.
Yeah, and he can pull that off. And I've seen him do that whole thing where he does that long solo and then plays and goes out the door of the club and gets on a CTA bus.
Yep, I've seen him live too. And yeah, I love that too. And there, like you say, there are a few masters who you can just go with them anywhere with that. But the thing that kind of gets me, or B.B. King is another great.
There's another guy, yeah.
Yeah, so, but the thing that gets me is when they sort of turn their spotlight on somebody else who worships them, like more recently a John Mayer maybe, you know, and they perform with them and it's like, B.B. King, I'm watching B.B. King, and then B.B. goes, okay, now my friend John Mayer, and then he takes a solo. I just go, okay, back to B.B.
Yeah, exactly, where it switches like that and jumps. Yeah.
Right. So,
and I, you know what? Listen, let me tell you something. I'm a big fan of the Chicago Art Ensemble, and I like Albert Eiler. So, I mean, I like, I don't know, would you call that avant-garde music?
Yes.
Okay, I like that. I like atonal jazz.
Yeah.
But you're right, there's something about guitars that long, drawn-out, loud solo. You know what it strikes me as being? It strikes me as being this kind of thing. Like, let me show you, let me show off how hot of a guitarist I am.
That's exactly it, and that's my problem with it, too. I mean, there's a difference between somebody who's like a Charlie Parker or like you're describing, some of that atonal jazz where there's a real thought process behind it, and then there's a difference between that and somebody who's saying, okay, let's just rev up a blues song, and I'll just jam for a long time.
Yeah.
There are people who can get away with it. Derek Trucks, I think, is borderline. Like, he is almost to that level for me personally. Some people really think he is at that level. And, in fact, his music kind of does have that Allman Brothers feel to it. So they're a band that's kind of on the border of that for me as well. But overall, I tend to go for sort of the short, tight, two-minute songs. I have arguments with my brother and my nephew about that all the time.
9:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Steve Knopper with us. We're doing our Friday CD review, and Steve writes for Rolling Stone and is also a editor for Rolling Stone. That probably sucks up a lot of your time, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, yep. It's been busy. There's been a lot of news. I'm a contributing editor, and my job is to cover the music business. So there's been a lot of news lately, and we're actually on deadline today. So yeah.
All right. I have never heard of this group. Glass Vegas?
Yes. This is an interesting group. They're from Scotland. I like this album a lot. It actually came out last year in the UK, and it's just a self-titled album by them. They're just a new, young band, and they write songs that are kind of – I hesitate to compare them to U2 because you always compare new bands out of the UK to U2, I guess. But they really do have that kind of anthem sound. Like, they make – big sounding music. You can imagine it in stadiums, and they do a really good job with it. Comparing them, continuing to compare them to U2, they're a little bit sharper, more jagged. There's more kind of harsh guitar solos and atonal things in here, which I sort of like. But then now and then they'll cut from that, and they'll do, like in the first song, Flowers and Football Tops, which is a really good song. They'll kind of go into You Are My Sunshine, and they'll just sing a few bars of that for a while. And they're a really interesting group. I think it's one. I mean, it's still early in the year. Not a lot of stuff has come out, but it's certainly a contender for best album of the year in the U.S. so far this year.
Wow.
But so there hasn't been that many.
So, well, okay. So I guess I should check them out.
That one I would put closer to the A level. I like this record a lot. I think that these guys have a classic in them, but I don't think this is their classic. I don't think it's their masterpiece, maybe two or three albums down the road. But it's certainly a band worth paying attention to.
You know all I want to hear?
Yeah.
I just want to hear Leonard Cohen do Tower of Song.
Me too.
You know, what kind of person am I that's really all I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, about the whole thing about hearing Hank Williams, you know, hasn't spoke, but I can, you know, I'm just paraphrasing, but I can hear him coughing in the room above and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how I just injected Leonard Cohen into this, but.
That whole album, I'm Your Man, that came out, I have it right here, it came out in 1988, and there's some great songs on that album. Everybody Knows is just a...
Oh, Everybody Knows. I mean, isn't that's one of the most cynical songs of all time.
Yeah, yeah, and coming from Leonard Cohen, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, it is. All right, I've never heard of these guys either. Well, maybe I have. Maybe I saw a blurb about them in Rolling Stone, or an ad about them or something, or maybe I saw it in Paste. Animal Collective.
Yeah, Animal Collective. Now, I have to give you a caveat. This album, I thought it would be out by this week, but it actually got delayed till next week. So I actually haven't heard the whole album. There are four or five tracks on their MySpace page that are really, I really like it. This is sort of an underground kind of collective, avant-garde sounding. They're from New York. They have weird names. One of the guys' names is Panda Bear. They have another guy named Geologist. Panda Bear put out a solo album not too long ago. And it's a really interesting sound. It's kind of droning. They'll just kind of put these folk acoustic guitars and stuff and just kind of play the same thing over and over and over again. Kind of drives you crazy. But above that, they have these vocals that they're just kind of whooping and sounding like they're just having the best time ever. And it to me, it's sort of a reinvention of folk music. It's that singer-songwriter sound that you've been talking about, but a little bit thicker, a little bit more murky.
More garage bandish?
More garage bandish, but still in that same folk vein, if that makes sense. You know, it reminds me, this is a weird comparison, but the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street kind of sound, only without the electric instruments and not necessarily blues, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. It definitely makes sense. And it sounds like something that I definitely ought to check out.
It's definitely an acquired taste. I think you have to listen to it a few times if you're coming to it unknown. They have this really good album called Sung Tongs from 2004. It's just got this weird sense of mystery, a lot of catchy tunes, a lot of melodies. I don't know. I like this band. I have to get into them more. I want to hear more of their stuff.
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot at 9:48, 48 minutes after the hour, but we're coming to the end of the segment. But I definitely want to ask you this.
Yeah.
All right. Give us a tip. The most unknown band that should be known in the music world.
Oh, man. Wow. There's a lot of contenders for that title. I'd say off the very top of my head, there's a band called the Heartless Bastards.
I like the sound of that.
This is just off the top of my head, but the singer, her name is Erica, I forget her last name, since you're putting me on the spot, I didn't have time to research it, but they're a trio, and this singer is just the reincarnation of Janis Joplin in my mind, and not the same exact style of music. It's blues oriented, but it's sort of like blues mixed with Nirvana. And the album that they came out with a couple years ago is a really strong album, and it also reminds me of Janis Joplin in the sense that the singer is so incredibly amazingly talented that she just dwarfs the whole entire rest of the band.
Wow.
And it's not a bad band, but it's just sort of you wish that she had some sort of Hendrix in there with her to sort of go with her and be a match for her, you know, like how Carmelo Anthony needed Allen Iverson or something, you know?
Right.
So, I guess she tinkered with the band and is coming out with a new album this year, which I haven't heard yet, but also another one definitely worth paying attention to. I like them a lot.
Yeah, Gretchen Peters and Tom Russell have a new one coming out, too. So.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so you got to keep your eyes open for that. Now, we're going to see you next week, correct?
Yes. I according to John, my band, the Propane Daisies, is supposed to play on the Monday morning show.
And very quickly, in 30 seconds, how would you describe their music?
Again, they alt garageicana is what they call it. I hear it a little bit as Elvis Costello and the Attractions mixed with you know, that big organ sound, rock and roll mixed with some country influence.
So you're going to drag a big organ in here?
I'm going to try to.
That'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what fits.
All right. Hey, Steve, thank you so much, and have a good weekend, and we look forward to talking to you on Monday and also talking about CDs next Friday, too.
Great. Thanks, Jay. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, thanks. There's whoops, what did I do? I hit the wrong button. This has, like, been going on all week. Okay. Want to say thanks to Steve Knopper. He is the author of Appetite for Self-Destruction. It's Appetite for Self-Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. He's also a contributing editor for Rolling Stone, and he's written for the Chicago Tribune, Details, Entertainment Weekly, Esquire. You name it, he's been there. And he's also got this book out, Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting a Band, and also Moon Colorado. So you got to dig those. They're great. Okay, and I'm hoping to get copies of them next week. It's 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk takes over traffic.
Still heavy going westbound on I-70 out in Wheat Ridge this morning. Got some stop-and-go traffic from 76 around to Kipling. Also a little busy in North Glen coming southbound on I-25 from 104th down to 84th. The highways have improved back to full speed in Denver on the I-25 corridor downtown. Same deal on 225 traveling between 70 and the Tech Center. Just about a 15-minute trip there. Eastbound 6th Avenue also back to full speed as well. Your forecast, sunny, maybe a bit breezy.
TurboTax presents a message from Benjamin Franklin.
As a $100 bill, I'm in high demand. People are always trying to get me away from you. But here's one way you can hold on to me and do your taxes. Just go to TurboTax.com. At TurboTax.com, you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. And I can stay right where you want me, in your pants. Pocket. Your pants pocket.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the Federal Free Edition at TurboTax.com.
Smartphones. Hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did my first one a while ago. I need to go back every 5 years. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
See store for details. Don't wait until it's too late. Maximize your engine's life and performance. Get to AutoZone. Do it yourself and save.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Bastards. Oh, I like her voice. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour. Sunny, high today, 56. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. We go to Wally in Denver. Wally, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. I've been a fan of yours for ever since you've been on the radio.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, indeed. But I would like to make a suggestion that that might be beneficial to your followers, your fans like myself. Regarding Mark Udall, I'm not a big fan of his, but I did vote for him. And I would like for you to keep lines of communication open with him, especially during this time that's coming up. This is the most interesting time politically that we've experienced. And I'd like for you to keep communication open with him, Perlmutter, this new guy,
Bennett?
Yeah, Bennett. And that lady, Markey.
Betsy Markey?
Yeah. And, you know, where you can schedule them to come on at least once a month and keep us abreast of what they're doing, I think that would benefit all of your fans as well as the rest of the community to know that we have a line of communications with these people.
Well, if you want a line of communication with them, then what you need to do is you need to contact them.
Well, see,
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not putting Udall on. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but
if the sky fell in, I'm not putting him on.
That's your personal feeling. But I'm saying sometimes we just have to rise above the BS to keep from drowning in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me tell you something about Udall, though. Okay. You want to talk about somebody who wants to rise above the BS? Udall didn't have time for us on election night.
Well, I know that.
You know, and neither did Betsy Markey.
I know your relationship with them hadn't been the best, but I'm just saying maybe we should try to cultivate it. I mean, for the benefit of your listeners.
No. I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying to you is he didn't have the time for us after we carried water for him. Which indicates to me that if you want to get in contact with him, that you're going to have to do it on your own.
Well, maybe we should get in contact with him and tell him to get in touch with you.
He knows exactly what he could have done. He could have picked the phone up.
There's a personal thing going on between you two.
Well, no, it's more than personal. I mean, there's a personal thing going on, but it's more than personal. I mean, he's a liar.
Well, I mean, yeah, he could be, but I'm just saying.
It's not that he could be. He is.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, he ain't the first liar that you've met. So here's what I'm saying. For the benefit of your listeners, maybe we should try to smooth that out.
We're not going to try to smooth that out because that means I have to smooth it out, and I have no intentions of smoothing it out. I have no intentions of doing it. So if you want to talk to him, you know, Wally, you got
to
do it yourself. I appreciate the call, man.
I
appreciate the call. I got
to
go. I got to go, Wally. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Bless your Mark Udall.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what they're satisfied